All right, InfoWars is back live, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm going to be bringing you the latest developments. But first, let's go to clip 12, the final moves of the New World Order, found exclusively at band.video.
One communist on the faculty of one university is one communist too many. Even if there are only one communist in the State Department, that would still be one communist too many.
Dr. Henry Kissinger sits in on the talks that are animated, constructive, and frank. At the summit, face to face, two leaders who direct the destiny of one out of three persons on the earth. The gate to friendly contact, says Joe and Lai, has finally been opened.
Former CIA director John Brennan also revealing he was once a communist sympathizer during the Cold War, for crying out loud. Are you kidding me?
I saw an article from 2003 where Comey was bragging that, yeah, I was a communist until I became whatever I am now. I'd never heard that. Comey the communist. How about, who knew that? It's amazing.
Folks, we've got communists and globalists breathing down the neck of the United States.
China threatened war against us in a huge speech today.
谁妄想这样干? 必将在14多亿中国人民用血肉铸成的钢铁长城面前碰得头破血流.
Weapons technology has developed in such a manner, not only with the destructiveness of weapons, but with the artificial intelligence to unleash the full capabilities of either side on the other. Let's set it some basis for some cooperative action. The world will slide into a catastrophe comparable to World War I with a technology that is even more difficult to control.
The analogy of the flame of liberty, you know, the people, half the people going to it, or I don't know, whatever the numbers are, the communists going towards the light of liberty, the torch.
They're going to extinguish it.
Yeah, exactly. They want to put it out.
We're about to be under total communist takeover, re-education. That's their plan. They don't want to just take the U.S. over. They want to butcher it, chop it in pieces for maybe 80, 90 years like the Russians. I mean, they want to break our spirit.
Out of these troubled times, our fifth objective, a new world order, can emerge.
A new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations.
A world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order.
Defense Secretary Dick Cheney has approved a revised draft of a policy document on the new world order.
This would be the time, because you really need to bring China into the creation of a new world order.
You know, I don't like to think in terms of opportunities at this point. I would put it, at least in my area, more in terms of the biggest challenge that we faced. And we are in the midst of one of the historic global transformations. That is going to eventually lead to a new world order.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
This information, this intelligence is tough to swallow because they haven't really seen it play out like we have in InfoWars for the last decade.
The juxtaposition of this with, say, Hunter Biden is extraordinary. Hunter Biden still has a $200 million stake in a investment fund in which his partner is the Chinese Communist Party.
We need to really understand this could be the last July 4th ever in this country. In fact, you could say last year was, we really are a conquered nation. If we're not honest with ourselves about how much trouble we're in, we have no hope. So I'm just asking listeners to realize that this is the moment of truth. Because people realize this is a globalist takeover at every level. And well, all the big box stores are making record profits, and so is Amazon, because they designed the global shutdown to destroy small and medium-sized businesses, and it is wreaking havoc in the supply chain. thousands of small companies have completely shut down, and others are struggling to stay open because they can't get raw materials, whether it's for food, whether it's for medicine, whether it's for supplements, whether it's for textiles, whatever the product is, you see it in the news. It is record-level supply chain breakdowns because the globalists shut down the world economy for more than a year, and now they're trying to bring the shutdown back again. In fact, in areas like India and areas of Africa, the shutdown is ongoing. It's killing those people in massive numbers. So InfoWars doesn't have a lot of our best-selling products in anymore for 6, 7, 8 months because of this. So to make up the shortfall, please buy T-shirts, books, films, things like that at InfoWarsStore.com, and please try to keep us on the air.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars back live on the air today on this Tuesday, July 6th, after a bit of a long weekend, a bit of a break for the crew over the 4th of July weekend in the year 2021. This is the InfoWars War Room brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com, streaming live at band.video, freeworldnews.tv, and warroomisraw.com. I'm your host, Oren Schroyer, with you for the next 3 hours. And we'll be joined by Kara Castronova today, talking about some activism that's been going on in New York and D.C., the developing situation where we have multiple individuals still being held in the Democrat Gitmo, in D.C. Gitmo, Washington, D.C., Democrat Guantanamo Bay, holding political prisoners, torturing them. Holding them there for months. Now, for some, it's going on 6 months that the Democrats have been holding them in their gulag. So, yes, all the things that the liberals warned you about, they ended up being. Go figure. And so we'll be covering that today. I've got some COVID news. They've got the new variant, ladies and gentlemen. The Delta Plus didn't scare you enough, you see. And so the Lambda variant, they're going to give that a run for its money. And they're also saying, well, this one may be vaccine resistant. So, you know, they got the mismessaging on the Delta, where the World Health Organization said that, no, the vaccines are not going to work for the Delta. But then Fauci and others were saying, oh, the vaccines will be fine for the Delta. And so now they got to get on the same messaging, and they'll probably end up saying, oh, no, the Lambda is too strong, too powerful, too much of a mutation for the vaccines to handle. You're going to have to get a new vaccine or, you know, go back into lockdown, just whatever the slave masters want. Really. And so we've got that news coming up. We've got some developments internationally that are happening. Some crazy stuff coming out of Lebanon. What we warned you about happening between China and Russia is now becoming kind of world knowledge. Once again, InfoWars next month's news today on that. Some news in the social media sphere that's very interesting on multiple fronts. Some Biden news. This is really, I'll tell you, this Biden thing is, and by thing, well, we're not really sure what it is. Ceremoniously, he is the fake president, but it's really become more of an ice cream tour for old grandpa, creepy, sniffy, gropey Joe, Chairman Joe, going on his ice cream tour over the weekend because, you know, he can't get enough ice cream and the media just eats it up. Pun not intended. A warning from the World Health World Economic Forum from 2016 that you may not be aware of. We'll bring that up. Did you hear about an armed standoff over the weekend on a highway in Massachusetts for hours? Did you hear about that? An armed standoff. It's funny. I didn't hear much about that over the weekend. You think it'd be top news the way that the media demonized guns and, you know. But an armed standoff made no news this weekend. Incredible. So I'll be covering that as well. But I really may even take your phone calls on this in the third hour because I can probably get through all the news and video clips in the first 2 hours. But we'd have to circle back as Jen Psaki likes to do for this. But this 4th of July, I'd like to know how it felt to everybody out there. because, I mean, look, I had a great weekend and it was nice to have some time off and I enjoyed 4th of July festivities. I went to ball games. I had good food. I went and saw fireworks, you know, did a 4th of July weekend. Was on the water a little bit. And so that was good. But the ideas, the gut feelings, the emotions, everything else behind it felt really hollow to me. It felt really hollow because we are now in occupied America. And there's different ways to look at that philosophically, intellectually. We just had an election stolen from us just blindly right in front of our face. And we also have a suspension of our civil liberties and rights in this country. So you may not see armed forces going around. You may in some situations. But that's not really what this is. This is an occupation of our country politically. This is an occupation of our country culturally. And while I'm out at the, I mean, I'll give the city of Austin credit. They did a great job this year. We ended up having great weather. The fireworks were great. The symphony was great. They had the park all lit up and everything. And so, yeah, I enjoyed that. But you know, you got all these commies running around here wearing their Bernie shirts and, you know, it kind of makes you mad. You know, it's like working for something your whole life and then somebody else comes and steals it from you, knowing that when they're done with it, they're just going to throw it away. But if you noticed, some Democrats and some liberals have now taken the mask off and they won't even celebrate the 4th of July. Now they use the 4th of July as a day to attack America. So it's kind of a weird juxtaposition of do we really celebrate the 4th and say, this is why America is great? Or do we take the 4th and say, look, we need to be serious about this country. It's not in a good place right now. And I'm glad that we have Democrats coming out and now making public statements saying how much they hate America on the 4th of July. But, you know, you see all these communist-run cities like Austin that are being destroyed by the anti-American Communist Democrat Party right now, celebrating the 4th, and it just doesn't feel right. You know? Something just feels off about it. I don't even know what the analogy would be. It would be like going to get a steak dinner from your chiropractor. You just be like, you don't do steak dinners. You snap my back and neck around. Why are you giving me a steak dinner? And acting like you're a sous chef all of a sudden. So that's kind of what it's like when you see Democrat communist scum like Adler and others like, we're doing 4th of July. You make sure you're safe though with the vaccines and the masks. It's like, you're a dirty commie. Don't talk to me about 4th of July. You bastard. They want to destroy our freedoms. They want to destroy America. You hate America every other day of the year, but you want to be trendy too. So you want to celebrate America. So it was a little, it just felt, I don't really know. Again, I don't really have the right analogy. And I talked to some other people about this and they kind of agreed with what I said. And it's just hard. I mean, the Democrat communist authoritarians have political prisoners right now by the hundreds. They're torturing them. So it just felt a little off. It just didn't hit the same as other 4th of July's had. And again, I had a good weekend, enjoyed festivities and had some time off and that was all good. But there was just something a little bit off. Wasn't there? Just something felt fishy, you know, or like you eat at the same place your whole life and then you order the same meal you've ordered your whole life, but it just doesn't, no, you knew, is there a new chef or they got a new menu or new ingredients? This is something just always off about this. So I think in the third hour, once I can get through all this news, we'll open up the phone lines and we'll get your take on all that. Just the best sounding board really out there is the InfoWars audience. And so I've got, though, and again, I'm glad the Democrats have done this, And I could have looked for hours and probably found dozens of examples of this. But I'll come back and I'll read statements from Democrats on the 4th of July. Basically, they're coming out saying that America sucks and America's bad and basically America should be done. So that actually is a good thing. I wish that the communist Democrats would just come out and just admit they don't want America anymore. They want to end it. Instead of doing the Schadenfreude where they kind of pretend like they like America, but sometimes attack it to virtue signal. No, just admit you're dirty commies that hate America. Just admit it.
The entire New World Order system is about making you feel pathetic, making you feel weak, making you play the part of a victim so you don't take your birthright as being made in the image of God and the incredible mission and destiny we have being given free will. Being given free will, being given consciousness is literally the seed of an entire universe, an entire system. And the fact that you're able to commune with God, the fact you're able to see the beauty of a sunset or the beauty of the waves in the ocean or the beauty of your wife or your husband or the beauty of your child learning knowledge, the beauty of music, the fact that you can commune with that and resonate with that is energetic. And that itself is what God teaches us is worship. So don't worship the globalists, don't worship the NFL, don't worship all the things of the system, but worship the things of God because we're made by God. And appreciate your consciousness and appreciate free speech while you still have it, while you still have it. I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021, and I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer, and I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter, you've got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless.
Granny Do-Right. Granny Do-Right, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Alan, first of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is the ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
The scientific dictatorship that I've been warning you about for 27 years has now gone from beta testing to operational. The globalists are out in the open with their planetary depopulation takeover, their robot takeover. But the good news is we've been working and you've been working and others have been working across the planet for decades to get ready for this, to be able to fight it off. Humanity is strong. We're incredible. And if we're aware of the attack that's happening, we have a real chance of defeating it. If we ask God for guidance, we will defeat it. So prayer is essential, research is essential, getting prepared is essential, and warning others is absolutely essential. And at the same time, supporting InfoWars by buying high-quality products to keep us on air is essential because they're great products for you and your family, and they're also funding our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is incredible. A lot of our products that have been sold out because of the supply chain breakdowns are back in, like Bodies, VasoBeats, and others. So get them today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you for being part of the resistance.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Well, the Democrats are in the process of destroying Austin, Texas, and they hope through osmosis the entire state as well. And there was another shooting this weekend on 6th Street in Austin. That's now a normal thing in downtown Austin, shootings. Thanks, Mayor Adler. Thanks, Democrats. Thanks, City Council. Good job, guys. Way to go. You've done it. You've virtue signaled your way into Austin. Within the next 5 years, will probably be one of the most criminally run cities with the highest crime rates in America. Good job. It was not even on the map for major metropolitan areas, but the Democrats are up to that challenge here. And so get ready for that as the police force is dwindling in Austin. Shootings up, police presence down. And so, but they'll blame that on Republicans because, well, they lie. It's what Democrats do. In fact, I got perhaps the best example of that coming up here with this story out of the Gateway Pundit from Joe Biden lying over the weekend. I'll tell you, I was laughing reading this one. This is just, seriously, Joe Biden is such a pathological liar. It's unbelievable. I mean, it's like, there's one thing. Politicians obviously lie all the time. This guy tells such whoppers of lies that are so ridiculous. That's like me. It's like me coming on the air saying that I was the first man on the moon. It's like, hi, I'm Owen Schroyer. I remember stepping on the moon with Neil Armstrong. Yep. And I remember filming and everything. Like, you weren't even born then. I was like, what? That's kind of the stuff Biden says. Like, provably a lie with a simple search. But we'll get to that coming up. I'm going to read these tweets from Maxine Waters and Cori Bush, who have not retracted them. They're still up on their Twitter account. So, I mean, hey, good for them. At least they're honest about their hatred for America. Maybe now people won't vote for them anymore. But I guess that's a popular thing these days. Ladies and gentlemen, before I read that, remember InfoWarsStore.com. I'm drinking my fizzy magnesium today. It's just incredible. I missed it over the weekend. I wasn't drinking fizzy magnesium, but I am today. Fizzy magnesium, really, really good. Mm-hmm. Best orange drink or orange flavored drink, I suppose, on the market that you're going to find. Fizzy magnesium available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. I'm a big fan, big, big fan of the fizzy magnesium. That's what I'm drinking today. Let me read these statements from our Democrat leaders that hate America. And I'm actually proud of them for coming out and making these statements so that we all know who they really are. And the debate should be over, but here we go. This is from Cori Bush, just elected to Congress out of St. Louis. She's a real commie. She's a real woke activist. Yeah, you know the type. When they say that the 4th of July is about American freedom, remember this. The freedom they're referring to is for white people. This land is stolen land, and black people still aren't free. Can you imagine what? I mean, their words mean nothing. But can you imagine if their words actually meant something? She just told... How many millions of black Americans are there? How many millions of Americans living in this country are black Americans that are free, by the way? How many black people did she just tell in the United States that you're not free? That's what she just said. Again, Democrat words mean nothing, so it doesn't have any actual ripple effect. It's like throwing a rock into a pond and there's no splash or ripple. It's like, you still threw that rock. How is there no splash or ripple? Well, because it means nothing. It has no impact. But they say them because they like to virtue signal. So Cori Bush just told millions of black Americans that they are not free. Her words, not mine. Her words. But they have no meaning. So they just say them. Because it's all about virtue signaling. How much you hate America and how bad America is, and that you're racist against white people. So here's Cori Bush admitting she's a racist and telling black people that they're not free. I mean, wow. Again, if the words had any meaning or impact, people would be pissed, but they don't. These are nothing people. These aren't serious people. These are liars. These are frauds. These are phonies. So they say stuff like this And there is no real world impact because everybody knows they're liars and frauds. But she said it. She's the one that said she's racist against white people. And she's the one that said that black people aren't free. Quite a statement to make, but she gets away with it. Here's Maxine Waters on the 4th of July. And I actually don't think Maxine Waters made this statement. I'll tell you what. I actually think some communist on her staff who runs this Twitter account made these statements. Not that Maxine Waters wouldn't agree. I just think that someone else made these statements. July 4th, and so, the Declaration of Independence says all men are created equal. Equal to what? What men? Only white men? Isn't it something that they wrote this in 1776 when African Americans were enslaved? They weren't thinking about us then, but we're thinking about us now. Huh? That doesn't even make sense. Further, the Declaration of Independence says we hold these truths to be self-evident, yet 17 states have enacted voter suppression laws. That's just an outright lie. Supreme Court gutted Section 5 of the Voting Rights Act. And then she just says these names because you just say these names and then, you know, you somehow have magical power. It's wizardry. George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, Michael Brown, Sandra Bland, Tamir Rice. Need I say more? So you just say those names. It's like some wizard staff or wand. You just wave around and now you have magical powers. It's like, oh, I'm losing an intellectual debate. George Floyd. It's like, oh, wow. Whoa. Alakazam. Wow. You now have intellectual superiority over me. And you have the moral high ground. Breonna Taylor. Oh my gosh. I back off of all my intellectual ideas and logic and reasoning now. You just said Breonna Taylor. I'm stumped. I'm beat. I can't match that. Hey, I think America's kind of a good place and, you know, there's a lot of good people here and free people, and they've done a lot to innovate and build things and show the world that the free market works. George Floyd. Whoa. Oh, my gosh. I didn't. Oh, you got me. You're right. America's bad. George Floyd, you got me now. Woo. How can I compete with that? Now, I could have gone through all the Democrats' Twitter handles and looked at all the statements they made over the weekend, and I'd be willing to bet that I'll find more than just Cori Bush and Maxine Waters making anti-American, hateful statements and just unbelievably crude and rude statements like black people aren't free. I mean, can you imagine if, like, imagine somebody, a white person, went on television with a white hood over their hat, a white hood over their head and said, black people aren't free. Boy, that would be national headlines. That'd be like, racist says black people aren't free. They're like, what? Well, of course black people are free. We fought a civil war. There's no more slaves and all men created equal. Now we understand that. And it's like, oh, but oh. I just said George Floyd and I just said Breonna Taylor and I just said black people aren't free. So America's bad. But again, if you said that wearing a white hat, you'd be a KKK racist. But you say that as a Democrat, and it just, you somehow get away with it. So Democrats are now saying black people aren't free. By the way, they're black. So it's an oxymoron.
Bioremediation is a process used to treat contaminating water, soil, and subsurface material. By accelerating naturally occurring environmental conditions to stimulate growth of microorganisms and degrade targeted pollutants. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank and is at least 100 times more effective than similar microbial products due to its revolutionary patented delivery system. BioSeptic Pro contains no chemical ingredients and no genetically modified organisms. Visit thebiopros.com today and protect your septic system. That's thebiopros.com. This is for anaerobic septic tanks, and the job it does is unparalleled. thebiopros.com.
The globalists are having their revolution, but free humanity has to have its revolution. We have to first recognize this anti-human takeovers trying to enslave the entire biological processes of humans and turn us into these artificial, corporate-controlled slaves. worse than slaves, just property from cradle to grave of the system, rendered down to be servile minions of the system in a ritual of dominance and satanic control. We have to recognize their great reset post-industrial world, but to realize it's a nightmare dystopia, and we have to promote liberty and freedom that is the opposite of their dystopia. It's that choice, it's that realization that's going to change the world. And it's the only choice we've got, freedom or slavery, good or evil. It is a spiritual battle, and InfoWars is at the tip of the spear fighting it.
What are champions made of?
Here's a man who can show you.
InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Well, all the big box stores are making record profits, and so is Amazon, because they designed the global shutdown to destroy small and medium-sized businesses. And it is wreaking havoc in the supply chain. Thousands and thousands of small companies have completely shut down, and others are struggling to stay open because they can't get raw materials, whether it's for food, whether it's for medicine, whether it's for supplements, whether it's for textiles, whatever the product is. You see it in the news. It is record-level supply chain breakdowns because the globalists shut down the world economy for more than a year, and now they're trying to bring the shutdown back again. In fact, in areas like India and areas of Africa, the shutdown is ongoing. It's killing those people in massive numbers. So InfoWars doesn't have a lot of our best-selling products in anymore for 6, 7, 8 months because of this. So to make up the shortfall, please buy T-shirts, books, films, things like that at InfoWarsStore.com, and please try to keep us on the air.
InfoWars.com/show.
We are in a war for America. This is the War Room.
You know, I was going to get into this later on in the broadcast, but it's on my mind right now, and so I just want to do it because I just had all these things, these neurons firing in my brain, and I'll just lose this transmission from the great beyond if I don't cover it now. And so I'm going to get to the important news regarding the COVID vaccines and with the more people dying, and now more athletes are getting them and just falling over on the field, just collapsing. You've never seen anything like this before in sports history. But, you know, they get the vaccine, they just collapse on the field. And other big developing political news. But I want to talk about what's happening right now in the military and then juxtapose that with a movie that came out over the weekend that's getting popular reviews that I did watch. I may watch it again. That was just riddled in propaganda. And so let me just show these two news headlines here and then talk about the propaganda in this film and then draw back from it and explain how the secret societies that run this planet that have been for centuries feeding us humans their propaganda for centuries run the same plays, but the playing field changes or the course changes, and so the objects change as well. So you see the Army obviously going, you know, broke, woke, total leftist, communist BS coming out of the Army. It's all communists out of the Democrat Party that run it now that hate this country. And I want to be clear. I am anti-war. I'm not a war person. I like the Julian Assange quote, if a lie can start a war, then truth can start peace. But when liars run the planet and the people that speak the truth get censored, you get war all the time. But the connection with the propaganda there is, like, I never had any inclination really to join the military. If anybody my age did, it was during around September 11th when the propaganda to get people to go to war at that time was you needed to go to the Middle East. You needed to go defend your country. That was the propaganda. They lied about 9/11 to do it. But I'm not going to make this about a 9/11 thing. My point is, just like then, that was the propaganda that got people to go to war, just like it's always been. Whether it's Pearl Harbor, whether it's the Gulf of Tonkin, whether it's the USS Liberty, it's all these different false flag attacks that the media then tells you, you need to go to war. So people join the military because they are told that's what you need to do. So both my grandparents were into that. Both my grandfathers were into that, and they joined the military because they wanted to fight for America. They believed in freedom. They believed that was their duty, and so they did that. That was a lot of the propaganda that they were sold at the time. Now, were there wars that America needed to be involved in, and were there times where you do have to go to war throughout world history? Sure. But the point I'm making is that it's the same thing with the vaccines now. War for population control is not as big of a thing, and we have the technology and the resources where we don't necessarily need to fight over land or resources. It's all controlled by the corporate government anyway. So how do you now transfer your methods of propaganda and your methods of population control on planet Earth, again, which is more just 19th, 20th century warfare? I mean, ancient warfare was, you know, more over land and resources and such. But I mean, 19th, 20th century warfare, mostly based on lies, mostly for different corporate groups and control groups and secret societies that run eugenics. To just run these giant wars and then either siphon power off of it or just tip their hat. We just, you know, killed another 100 million people or a billion people or whatever. That'd be their next goal. But I'm digressing. So you're seeing all this propaganda coming out of the military, whether it's their wake recruitment videos and all this other stuff. And you have posts that they make on Instagram like this. Cause, you know, people complain. They're like, hey, why are you shoving communism down my throat via the U.S. military? And they say, you know, they ask questions to the military, like, what happened to the old army? The old army, this is what the U.S. Army official response is on an Instagram reply. The old army, the one that didn't allow black soldiers, women soldiers? That's like, that would be a good thing. Like, yeah, we don't have women fighting wars, but, you know, I guess that's changed. Or the one that made people hide who they were just to serve? Yeah, because now they just got to prance around about how gay they are. That army evolved for the better. Really, how many wars has that army won? But I digress from that now. That's just showing you the propaganda. Then you have the latest wave of the propaganda from the military. That's just another aspect of our country that's been usurped and occupied. Our military isn't even ours anymore. That's why they fly the gay flag like that's their Trojan horse. By the way, they were flying the gay flag. I don't even have this in my stack of news today. Over the Georgian flag, the country of Georgia, and it was raided and overthrown because they recognized that, and they said, that's an occupation. That's an overthrow of our sovereign nation by a corporate government using gay flags and gay this and bi that and lesbian everything as their Trojan horse. So they got it. They tore the flag down. But that's why you see the gay flag at our military bases and the gay flag at our embassies. That's the corporate global government flying their flag. They've conquered you. They now occupy our military. The gay thing is just the Trojan horse. That's all it is. You're just being used as a Trojan horse because people feel, oh, I don't want to offend a gay person. Like, oh my gosh. Oh, it's so tough to be gay. Oh, the last thing I want is somebody to think I'm insensitive to a gay person. And so they come out and they say, oh, we want to prance around and be gay and join the military and have sexual surgeries. And that's what the army's all about. That's America now. It's gay. And the football NFL runs ads. Football is gay. And you'll see an army ad soon that says the army is gay. And that's their Trojan horse of announcing they've conquered you. They occupy you. And that's why I'm going to take calls on how the 4th of July weekend felt in third hour. But so now you have this video of, and this is all designed propaganda, folks. This is all designed propaganda. You have to show everything you see that comes out of these occupied institutions is measured and designed and optical propaganda. So when you see this video, the headlines at Infowars.com, you can roll the B-roll. Army video of soldiers marching in cadence with masks draws criticism. And so they tweet this out and they post this over all their social media. And let me explain how deep the propaganda is here. It's all by design. There's a reason why you have a black woman leading a bunch of, for the most part, bald-headed white men in this video. Now, again, you can see there's obviously it's not all white men. There's a couple females, it looked like, and a couple black males. But no. This is 110% optics by the occupied now gay U.S. Army. Again, I'm not insulting the Army. The Army is even older than this country. The Army's now occupied by communists. And I understand that people in the Army, you rise up, you speak out against this, you're going to get dishonorably discharged, maybe even thrown in jail. So, I mean, yeah, it's a tough thing to be involved in now. The U.S. Army ain't what it used to be. It ain't your grandfather's army. It ain't your grandfather's military, folks. It's now the gay army, occupied by the corporate government, flying gay flags at all the bases. Teaching critical race theory. It's been conquered. It's been occupied. I'm not saying this is a pessimist. This is a warning sign. So they specifically did this video, 100% by design, to show a black female marching a bunch of white male soldiers with their face masks on as an exhibition of dominance, as an exhibition that white men are bad, as an optical illustration that now the white man is the slave to the black woman. 100% guaranteed, all optics, all theater. They're all vaccinated. Why are they wearing masks? Why are the people marching wearing masks and not the officer marching them? Because you're witnessing propaganda coming out of our army now, just like the Chinese military does. So you see, this is what happens when leftists and communists and corporate governments run your military. Everything that comes out of it is propaganda now. And so there's a movie that came out this weekend. The acting was great. The storyline had some holes in it, kind of outlandish, but okay, entertaining nonetheless, called The Tomorrow War. And I mean, I'm watching it and I can put away my politics. I can take the glasses off, if you will, and watch a movie and go into suspended, reality and enjoy it. The propaganda in Tomorrow War is so nuanced, but so overwhelming. Every military leader is a female. Every military leader in the whole film's a female. They have black Africa statues on their neck. It's all propaganda.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
In the early 1990s, there was a really funny movie that came out called Wayne's World. Even before I had an Access TV show in the mid-1990s, I went and saw that movie and thought, man, that looks fun. To actually speak out and have your own ideas, and even if you're a nerd, you're still entertaining because you're real. Well, what do they say in Wayne's World?
We're not worthy! We're not worthy!
Every day when I cover these huge topics, I don't feel worthy to talk to you because these topics are so huge, they're so real. But I'm trying to tell you the truth. I'm trying to get it right, and most of the time we do. The globalists love lying to you. They love manipulating you. They enjoy destroying humanity. They enjoy manipulating ideas and using people's ignorance against them. That, for me, is really satanic and disgusting. So you've got a pledge from myself and the whole InfoWars crew that we will never join the globalists. We will never knowingly manipulate you because we know we're all in this together.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava Root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on air 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul, all of it empowers humanity, all of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
So I want to be clear about my coverage in the last segment here, because people will misunderstand it. I am not anti people in the military or the army or anything. In fact, I'm very pro those people. We give them a voice here on this broadcast, even perhaps more than anywhere else in American media. But it'd be like if I found out my dad had cancer, and so I went into my dad's hospital room or whatever, and I said, "Dad, you have cancer," and the whole family's in there and be like, "Why do you hate your dad so much? Like, why are you against your dad?" And he'd be like, "Son, what's wrong with you? You don't love me anymore?" I'm like, "No, the doctor told me I had cancer. I thought I'd come in here and tell you I got cancer. You might want to do something about it instead of letting it metastasize and kill you." And they just throw their hands in there and say, "You just hate him. You just hate this family. How dare you?" And then the cancer eventually takes over and kills your father. So no, you would want to say, "Hey, Dad, you got cancer. Let's fix this. Let's do something about it." So I'm just pointing out that the military is being run. It's being occupied by dirty communists. It's not a good thing. And now you're starting to see just what, 7 months into the Biden administration now, the outright propaganda coming out of the military, unlike you've ever seen. So it's not just marching the military in red high heels, you know, once a year or something for just kind of low level propaganda, just to kind of test it as a feeler out. No, now it's, "Oh yeah, we're going to force you to pay for trans surgery, and we're going to make, you know, gay people run the whole thing, and it's all about how gay you are, and we're going to have communists come out as heads of the army and make statements, and we're going to run ad campaigns about how the American military isn't even about fighting or America or freedom anymore. It's all about how gay we are and what color our skin is." And so that's a cancer for any military, all right? And the Chinese military or the Russian military, they're not laughing. They're licking their chops, about to have the easiest meal of their life. It's like if a cheetah comes up on a gazelle and it's already got like a broken hind leg, the cheetah knows it's got an easy feast that day. Not going to take long to conquer that beast. And so that's the Chinese and the Russian militaries looking at ours go fully woke and gay. And they're just like, "Oh, this is going to be an easy meal for us." which is too bad because the average member of the military really is probably among the best of us. And I mean, the people that make it to the top forces like Delta Force and other parts of the military are like, you know, top, like all time human history warriors. And believe me, they don't like what's going on. They don't like what's going on. And of course, when you have Biden at the helm, it's a big, big problem, is it not? So is Biden, what is, I mean, seriously, can we get a real analysis of what is going on with Joe Biden here? Is the guy, if you've seen the movie Split, does Joe Biden have like a split personality where he really thinks he was all these things and fighting corn pop and playing baseball in the majors? And like, does he really believe this stuff? Or is he so far gone and such just a habitual liar now the pathological habitual lying crossed with his dementia is just unparalleled? And so I've got this story here on the Gateway Pundit, and I mean, I'm laughing as I'm reading this, and then I'm realizing that this is truly the state of our country here, and the media is not even going to report on it. A sports trifecta. Joe Biden lies about baseball after lying about golf and football and everything else. And I'm like, okay, all right, well, I'll read this story. And it's true. He just tells outright provable lies so that the Los Angeles Dodgers, who won the World Series last year, visiting the White House this weekend. By the way, Joe Biden's 4th of July video, okay? The president has a 4th of July video spectacular speech and everything. Joe Biden's, last I checked, had 10,000 views. 10,000 views. This broadcast in 24 hours, it's totally wiped off the internet just on our platform of band.video, not the other places that put it up. Just on our platform of band.video, not even the live numbers, just the archive numbers will have more than 10,000 people overnight. Biden, 4th of July, presidential speech ahead of the fireworks. Last I checked yesterday, 10,000 views on it. So I don't know where it's at now. Point is, nobody's watching this guy. He didn't win any election. But this is hilarious. So the Dodgers are at the White House, and Biden starts telling this story. Oh, guys, look out. It's now at 27,000 views. Wow. Biden's 4th of July address is really skyrocketing now. Guys, go pull up a Trump speech from this weekend in Sarasota. I bet you it's probably at 2 million. Let's do a little compare and contrast, because Biden won. That's hilarious. Find me, I think Right Side Broadcasting had the feed. And you know, I was going to get into a little bit something with that, too, because it goes back to my statements on the military. There's a cancer in the conservative movement right now. It's called the lust for fame and clout. And really, I'm the only one that I ever hear about this, talking about this in media. And so I don't even know if I want to go back into it, but I saw some stuff over the weekend that just really highlights it even more so that, folks, half of these people in the conservative movement or the Trump movement or whatever who have gotten, some notoriety or fame or influence in the last couple of years, they're just as hollow as anybody else on the left. They're all doing it for likes and social media and, you know, oh, so they can go to the White House parties and take pictures and feel cool with all their friends, you know, from high school and college. Look at what I'm doing with my life. Oh, I'm in the White House. Oh, I'm with Trump. Oh, I'm with this person. Oh, I'm at this party. Oh, I'm in here. And they wouldn't bust a grape in a fruit fight if it came down to it for America. But I almost don't even want to get into that. So I guess Right Side is banned from YouTube, but they have Trump's speech on Rumble with 500,000 views. But yeah, I'm sure Biden won. I'm sure Biden won. I bet you could find a pirated broadcast from Trump over the weekend with more than 30,000 views on YouTube. But I digress. So Biden, with the Dodgers at the White House, tells a story about him when he played baseball, you know, because he's a star athlete, according to himself. And so he tells a story that tells this to the Dodgers, lies to their face, just lies to the world champion Dodgers face. Says that in his second congressional baseball game, they have the congressional baseball game annually. He says in his second game, he hit a ball 368 feet off the right center field wall, and his kids remember it, and he's sitting there lamenting about it. Problem is, they have records of these things, Joe. So we have records. We have the receipts. So Zach Parkinson went out and actually found the coverage in I believe it was the Washington Post. It's all on Twitter. It's all in the Gateway Pundit story. Found the coverage of the 1974 congressional ball game. It's got Joe Biden's stats in there, and he went 0 for 2 with a strikeout. So I guess that makes him 0 for 3 now with a strikeout. He's still striking out in the 1974 congressional baseball game in 2021. Well, Parkinson figured maybe he could be talking about a different congressional game. So he checked 75. Nope, never got a hit in that one either. Doesn't stop there. I mean, so it's just provable. Every congressional baseball game Biden ever played in, he never got a hit. He claims he hit a ball off the wall. So he just lied about that? Or is it have a split personality disorder? Or what's going on there? But don't worry, he had a couple ice cream cones over the weekend. So, you know, the media was there for that. He's a chocolate chip guy. He wanted the media to know that, too. Biden's had about 7 or 8 ice cream socials as president. That's what he's really doing, is licking ice cream, you know, just practicing. He also claimed that he had a 6 handicap in golf. Folks, no. No. 6 handicap is like, I mean, that's not like the pros that play on the tour, but that's like golf pros at your golf club. They'll have like the best pros are like scratch golfers at a golf club. Like, I mean, 6 over is good. 6 handicap, that's pretty good. You're going to be probably the best in your group of friends if you're shooting a 6 handicap. No, Biden isn't even getting a 6. He couldn't even get 6 on a single hole. But then, I tell you, the guy can't stop lying. Then Biden claimed that he played college football. He never played college football. Never. Never even played football of any record that Zach Parkinson or the reporters at the Gateway Pundit could even find. So imagine, he says, he up there and says, I hit a ball 368 feet off a wall. That was a lie. He then said that he's a 6 handicap in golf. Okay. And I landed on the moon with Neil Armstrong. And he then said he played college football. Okay, sure. And I was on the World Cup team with the Brazilian soccer players. Or no, I played in the World Cup in 1998 with France and Zinedine Zidane, and I won a World Cup. And Biden played college ball, guys. Yeah.
You're working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021. And I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer. And I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless.
The globalists are having their revolution. But free humanity has to have its revolution. We have to first recognize this anti-human takeover is trying to enslave the entire biological processes of humans and turn us into these artificial, corporate, controlled slaves. Worse than slaves, just property from cradle to grave of the system. Rendered down to be servile minions of the system in a ritual of dominance and satanic control. We have to recognize the Great Reset post-industrial world, which realizes it's a nightmare dystopia, and we have to promote liberty and freedom that is the opposite of their dystopia. It's that choice, it's that realization that's going to change the world. And it's the only choice we've got, freedom or slavery, good or evil. It is a spiritual battle, and InfoWars is the tip of the spear fighting it.
InfoWars.com/show. The fight for the future is now. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
Wow, already into the second hour. We do have Kara Castronova coming up, but let me just finish off where I left off here. And maybe I'm going to talk about this now, but I don't know if I can do it in 4 minutes. But the crew pointed this out. I didn't even notice this at the time. The Biden video on YouTube, Biden's 4th of July speech video, which doesn't even have 30,000 views, will have more people tuning into this live broadcast right now than Joe Biden's speech on the 4th of July. So, yeah, but Biden won, I'm sure, with a record number of votes. Yeah, yeah. Anybody who believes that is mentally ill or lying. And so, guys, pull it back up. I'm assuming I didn't see it at the time. They're saying, oh, did you see the dislike ratio on the video? I missed it. So I'm assuming it's massively getting dislikes. And they probably turned the comments off. Guys, can you put it on screen for me, please? It doesn't even have 1,000 likes. It doesn't even have 500 likes. So it's got 476 likes and 5,900 dislikes on his 4th of July speech video that doesn't even have 30,000 views on YouTube. I'm guessing the comments are turned off. Guys, scroll down. Oh, how would I have known that? Communists censoring free speech? Boy, didn't see that coming. You know, that's the biggest tell to me. As soon as anybody censors free speech, it's pretty obvious. And so you're starting to see some conservatives do it. And so I'm just going to go ahead and say this right now. And let me just be perfectly clear. I love Right Side Broadcasting. They are so necessary. We need Right Side. I love all of their reporters as well. I have no ill will towards Right Side Broadcasting at all. They're great. They're a necessity. We need them. They have been so big in the last 5 years. And again, I have nothing but kind things to say about their reporters and everything. But I just have to point something out. Because I notice no one else in media will do this. And it's part of the problem of why we always have to ask ourselves, why are we losing? Everything we talk about is true. Everything we talk about is populist. It's not just InfoWars, but anybody out there. Why is there this constant feeling that the left is dominating us when we're the side of populism and we're just always right about things? Because most people in the conservative movement are in it for clout, in it for popularity and really don't even understand what they're involved in most likely. And so I almost don't even want to cover this because people are going to take it the wrong way. And I'm not trying to attack this individual who had a viral post from Right Side over the weekend that was so excited that Right Side got a shout out from President Trump. And it's just like, again, it's all about, oh my gosh, Trump said my name. That's all they care about. It's all about, oh, I got access to the White House. That's all I care about. It's all about, oh, I got to go to this congressional dinner. Oh, I got a picture with this person. I got a picture with that person. Oh, I know this person. Oh, I'll name drop this person. Oh, I got this person. So, like, I'm glad that InfoWars is the dark night of all of it. And now that Trump is even farther removed from the White House, it's even becoming more of like the conservative and the liberal media are just one and the same. And InfoWars is the true outlier of all of it. But I mean, again, I understand why Right Side Broadcasting censors President Trump off of their YouTube channel. I get that because they need to stay on YouTube for monetary reasons. And they know if they put Trump on their YouTube channel, they're going to get banned. So Trump's not allowed on Right Side Broadcasting's YouTube channel. How do you even properly address the situation? Like, again, I get why they censor Trump off their YouTube channel. I get why they're so excited that Trump gives them a shout out during their speech. I get all that. But see, that's the losing approach. Censoring yourself to exist is a losing approach. And thinking that you finally made it and you're so emotional and you, this is the biggest thing that's ever happened to you because Trump gives you a shout out during his speech as you're censoring him and as our country is being occupied and you're being censored. That's the problem, folks. That's why we still have this phenomenon of not understanding why we're losing. Because a lot of the people that are supposedly fighting for us aren't fighting for us. They're fighting for themselves. They're fighting for their own popularity and clout.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
To pick up where we left off in the last segment, you notice we get the real hardcore guests, the real fighters on this transmission here on all the InfoWars transmissions. And we're going to have a couple new ones that we're going to have on this week and next week as well. But one example is Kara Castronova, who came on with me a few weeks ago, who's been on the Alex Jones Show. She's about to rejoin me. And it's frustrating, too, because I think someone from who works with Kara reached out to us, or I'm not sure how she first got on the broadcast. And so I saw her name on the guest list. I went and I did my research and I was stunned. It's like, how have I never heard of Kara Castronova, who's already made it in her own way, doing celebrity weight loss and boxing championships and all of this stuff. But now she's like a freedom fighter. It's like, how have I never heard from her? She's leading rallies in New York. She's leading rallies here. She's doing podcasts. It's like, how have I never heard of her? And then you get it. Oh, because she's in it for the real reason. She's a real fighter. She's not in it for social media clout. She's not in it for popularity. She's not in it for herself. So of course she gets buried. Of course she gets censored. Of course she's not into self-promotion. But she's a true fighter and she joins me now. And so, you know what? Let me just do this, Kara. I know that you want to discuss some things that you have coming up as far as rallies and events are concerned. But I opened the show with this today, and I'm going to open up the phone lines later, and I'm going to ask people the same question. And just be honest. Just tell me however you felt. You may feel differently than me, but this 4th of July weekend felt a little hollow to me. It just hit differently. It didn't feel the same as it has in the past. And I still celebrated. I still had all the festivities. I had a great weekend and smiled the whole time, saw the fireworks, did the 4th of July festivities. But there was just something ceremonious, something hollow to it. And it just didn't feel the same as it has in the past. So do you agree with that? How did it feel this weekend? How did your 4th of July weekend feel?
That's an interesting question, actually. I actually did feel similar to what you said. Like, it didn't feel the same. A lot of the reasons for me being because I'm so involved with these political prisoners in D.C. right now, just thinking that these guys don't have freedom in America. You know, the 4th of July is to celebrate American freedom, and that there's actually people in jail right now that don't have freedom and that are being denied constitutional rights. So that was something I was thinking about and reflecting on this 4th of July. So for that reason, it definitely didn't feel the same to me. And I kind of really took it easy. For the first time on the 4th of July, I think.
Yeah, and you're one of the, I guess, thousands of people that are so close to this now because you either have friends or family that are rotting away in a jail cell as we speak. And so it's like, right, how can I really celebrate the 4th of July knowing that there's political prisoners in the United States of America who are being tortured right now? Tortured. I mean, the ACLU would stand up and say, hey, these people are being tortured in Guantanamo Bay. You know, they probably have in the past said that people are being tortured in a jail cell, receiving the same treatment that these American political prisoners have received. But of course, the ACLU silent on that.
Of course. Yeah. I mean, just knowing that the line, it's so close, like we as protesters, which most of these people were down on January 6th, if you could be thrown in jail so easily, then really how free are we in America? That was my thought. Like, how free are we when I could be thrown in jail at any point? For being a protester, for speaking out against the government. You know, it makes you think that maybe America isn't the America that at least I grew up in or the one that I was taught to believe in.
You know, and a perfect example of this, this is a less serious example, but I think it's in the same vein. I went to a ball game this weekend, and I like to have fun when I go to a ball game. You know, that's what it's all about, having fun. But you're like not even allowed to have fun at sporting events anymore. And so we had another Trump 1 banner at a San Diego Padres game over the weekend. And I think this is the 12th or 13th stadium where a Trump 1 banner has been dropped. By the way, we're going to get the person that makes these banners on the show. He's been permanently banned from Major League Baseball stadiums. We're working on getting him on the show. But like, I like to go to ball games and have a good time. And when I was a kid, I remember people used to heckle players and it was fun. And people used to have signs and have their own thing and, you know, kind of be a part of the game in their own way. None of that's allowed. It's all everybody sit and be quiet and stand when you're told and cheer when you're told and don't speak out and don't have a sign and don't do your own thing. It's like, it's not even sports anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I actually know the guy who makes those. He's from New York. He's a friend. It's funny how we all find each other in this community, in this Patriot community. But yeah, he's a good friend of mine, Dion. So he's awesome. He's always doing these flag drops around New York. And he's been banned from Disneyland and a lot of the main stadiums because he does these flag drops.
And so how un-American is that? Isn't that just kind of like, again, that's the less serious thing. It's like, hey, we got political prisoners. We've got the right. Democrats that have made their own gulags now, where they're throwing things away. But see, when we don't highlight the low-level stuff, like, hey, you can't even go to a ball game anymore and have free speech, then it eventually reaches the more serious point of they're arresting people, throwing them in gulags for political reasons.
Right. It's terrible. I mean, I don't even know this America anymore. And these prisoners are still sitting in there right now. We're doing an event, another one in New York, and there's a one in D.C. as well. The one in D.C., we're going to actually go outside of the jail. It was organized by Look Ahead America. I'm going to be there. A lot of the people from my organization are going to go down and support. Hopefully we get to a place on the grounds where the people inside could hear us and we could give them support and inspiration. We're going to be screaming very loudly for their release. So that's on the 17th. That's on the 17th of this month in Washington, D.C., in front of D.C. jail, where a lot of the political prisoners from January 6th are being held. The following week on the 25th, which is a Sunday, we're doing another follow-up rally in New York City. We had a really successful rally. Thank you for bringing me on before that rally. That did help a lot for getting exposure for the rally. People came out. A lot of people saw it. It was live streamed on the Pete Santilli show. So I think a 500,000 people might have seen it and are more now becoming more aware of what's going on. The mainstream media, and I know you were talking about this earlier and just how the mainstream media is so censored and is so disturbing. And that's why I respect you guys so much through the years. I've really grown to respect InfoWars because you guys don't censor yourselves. The mainstream media has completely iced out what's going on right now in Washington, D.C. and what's going on with these political prisoners. The average American isn't aware of it. They're becoming more and more aware of it as shows like InfoWars and other people are bringing it to the light. And now, you know, certain the OAN and the Epoch Times have covered it, but still, you know, radio silence when it comes to mainstream covering something that's so important in the history of America, that there's political prisoners right now in Washington, D.C. being treated like domestic terrorists. You would think that any journalist would jump on this, but they've literally been, you know, they've gotten directives from above not to talk about this at all. So it's just radio silence from mainstream media, which is so disgusting.
Yeah. And let's explain why that is, too. I mean, I'll give Tucker Carlson credit. I think still to this day, he's the only person on Fox News that has mentioned this. I'm not sure if Hannity has or not. But here's why that is. Because the entire waterfront of the media all went for the big lie of the insurrection. They all told the big lie. All the mainstream news networks, including Fox News, said January 6th was an insurrection. So now that that's been used to persecute politically and throw political prisoners in jail and throw the key away, now they don't want to cover it because they know they're complicit. They know they helped cause that problem. So now if they highlight what they've done, they know it makes them look bad. So they just figure, oh, we just won't talk about it. And nobody will know how we were complicit in this torture and this persecution of Americans.
Right. They're completely not credible. And in my opinion, they've aided and abetted in this whole thing because there's these guys now and girls sitting down there in Washington, D.C., who are being treated so badly with no accountability that the media is supposed to be the fourth. They call it the fourth arm of the government. They're supposed to check and balance the judiciary, the legislature, the executive branches. And they're not. They're supposed to be doing that. And because of their, like I said, aiding and abetting in this and not reporting on it when they know damn well what's going on, these people are suffering. And it's only now, from what I heard, today was the first day where there was even a crack in the armor where some of the guards had asked some of the guys in there, oh, what could we do to address some of the grievances that were put out there, that these guys had put out grievances having a lot to do with not getting their mail, with not getting proper nutrition, with a lot of the stuff that's going on. It was just made mention of for the first time today where they're actually addressing it, because people like you have been covering this. Alternate podcasters have been covering it. You know, a couple not mainstream, but like Epoch Times and OAN are covering it. And there was a story out today about the conditions in the jail on OAN. So now there's accountability. So now all of a sudden they're concerned, like, oh, you know, what could we do about these grievances? But why didn't you care about these grievances for 6 months now? It's been 6 months that you've been abusing and torturing these Americans, and you didn't care. And that's because the mainstream media iced it out. They decided not to tell the American public about it, and there was no accountability. So they're completely responsible in many ways for what went on and what is still going on.
And by the way, if an ACLU lawyer went into those jail cells and saw what it was like, they would immediately be filing formal complaints. Trust me, I've seen it firsthand, folks. I mean, it's like, roaches crawling all over you, dead bugs everywhere. The food is awful.
Well, all the big box stores are making record profits, and so is Amazon, because they designed the global shutdown to destroy small and medium-sized businesses. And it is wreaking havoc in the supply chain. Thousands and thousands of small companies have completely shut down, and others are struggling to stay open because they can't get raw materials, whether it's for food, whether it's for medicine, whether it's for supplements, whether it's for textiles, whatever the product is. You see it in the news. It is record level supply chain breakdowns because the globalists shut down the world economy for more than a year. And now they're trying to bring the shutdown back again. In fact, in areas like India and areas of Africa, the shutdown is ongoing. It's killing those people in massive numbers. So InfoWars doesn't have a lot of our best-selling products in anymore for 6, 7, 8 months because of this. So to make up the shortfall, please buy T-shirts, books, films, things like that at InfoWarsStore.com. And please try to keep us on the air.
The BioPros are the new non-GMO pollution solution, using eco-friendly products to treat everyday problems while supporting our environment. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank. Say goodbye to septic problems, gas buildup, and odor guaranteed. BioSeptic Pro is light years ahead of traditional septic treatments. They have a revolutionary patented delivery system that carries live microorganisms to treat the problem at its core, making their products up to 100 times more effective than its competitors. BioSeptic Pro is safe for plumbing, human, animal, and aquatic life. Secure your BioSeptic Pro today at TheBioPros.com for anaerobic septic tanks. TheBioPros.com.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true Alpha Male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
What are champions made of?
Here's a man who can show you.
InfoWarsStore.com is simply the the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. It's the InfoWars Store Hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Infowars.com/show.
Kara Castronova is our guest. You can follow her on Twitter at Kara Castronova. And, of course, all of her great work and activism, she highlights there as well. And so, Kara, let's really lean in on this. What is happening to the political prisoners of the Democrat Party in a D.C. jail and other jails around the country right now? What is happening to them? What are some of the grievances that have been filed? And what is the latest information that you're getting from this situation as the FBI is continuing to go after more people that were in D.C. on January 6th?
Well, more and more arrests are being made every day, so they're continuing the rounds up. Actual friends of mine have been arrested just last week, but the conditions in the jail are terrible. The water situation is terrible. The food situation is terrible. There's people in there that have cancer that cannot get their treatments. There's an 80-year-old man in there who, from what I understand, is being mistreated and completely has health ailments that are not being addressed. It's terrible. They don't have access to anything that they would need in particular. To their trial. Generally, if you're in prison, you have access to a law library and something of that nature. And right now they have access to none of the above. Most of them don't even have competent attorneys. A lot of them are going with the public defenders because they cannot afford attorneys. And a lot of these public defenders are leftists, and they're encouraging them to do crazy things like, teach them stuff that re-education. To show the judges that they are fit to go back into the real world. I'm hearing crazy things like there's plea bargains out there that are crazy, number one, with the amount of years that they're tacking onto these plea bargains. But one of the conditions of these plea bargains are that they have to sort of recant speech that they've said in the past, which I've never heard of in my life. So right now, the most important thing is that we need attorneys. There's only a few attorneys out there right now willing to stick up for these guys. One of them is John Pierce from the NCLU. And there's a couple of other attorneys out there that are taking on the majority of these cases. Some of them have like 15 of these guys, and their workload is becoming overwhelming. So right now, we're just kind of putting a call out to any attorneys that stand up for the Constitution, that stand up for America, and that would be willing. And these are all winning cases. Because these guys are innocent and they are not insurrectionists. They're not terrorists. At worst, they were trespassing. So right now there needs to be attorneys that will step up to the plate for these guys. And you could contact my organization, Citizens Against Political Persecution, which is www.citizensapp.us. If you know any attorneys that you could recommend that you think that would be good for any of these guys, the families need help. So again, you could go to that website to find out more information on how you could help support these families. And really, the main thing is the trials that I want to talk about that's coming up. They're saying they're going to be early next year, so they're going to try to detain these guys in the meantime in jail until then. So in my opinion, they painted these guys as domestic terrorists. Now, people are starting to understand that they're political prisoners. And before, I think a couple months' time, people are going to start to really see them as actual heroes, because a lot of them are really not wanting to take these plea deals. They've spoken amongst to each other and said, we're not going to take plea deals. We're going to make an agreement that we're not going to, because the actual trials is going to be the January 6th commission, the real January 6th commission. That's how we could get the truth out to the American public, by going to trial. That's the only way that people are going to see video footage that's being withheld. That's the only way that the government is going to have to show any type of proof that they have whatsoever, which is none. It's the only way that the truth is going to come out about January 6th. So a lot of these guys are willing to stay behind bars, not take these crazy plea deals and get out, just so that they can expose the truth of what really happens on January 6th, which I think is really heroic.
Absolutely, because they're also having their arms twisted saying, oh, tell us this person told you to do this and Donald Trump told you to do that. And, because they really want to build a case against Trump. They really want to build a case against other, people out there. We'll just leave it at that. I think people can pretty much get a good idea of what we're talking about. And so that's what they really want. So they are arresting all these people, hoping they can twist their arms, torture them, get them to admit to something that's not true, whether it's them or saying that somebody else told them to do it. And yeah, we've also heard about their re-education theories where they just say, oh, you know, Trump didn't win and you were confused. And, you know, they want to use that too to say, see, oh, we can help these people. They just need re-educated. So there's all these different operations that are running with this deal right now. And again, the fact that we have political prisoners in America and the media in at large isn't upset about it just shows that they're feeling guilty in their involvement with this.
Exactly. And what was interesting was Donald Trump mentioned it for the first time over the weekend. So I'm really hoping that that will get more people motivated and activated. The biggest problem that I encountered as a organizer for these events, these rallies, is that a lot of people are afraid to come to them. A lot of people are afraid of being labeled, an extremist or a terrorist. And that goes for a lot of Trump supporters, sadly, that were there on January 6th. A lot of them are afraid they could be arrested. But I think now that Trump said something about it in his rally over the weekend, that hopefully more people will speak out and will be more apt to come out and say that this is wrong. And that includes politicians. A lot of politicians have really neglected this cause. A lot of them have pretended that it's not happening. So hopefully a lot of the politicians and hopefully some Republicans will come out again and stand up for these people.
All right. As you were talking, I just got some news here. Literally, as you were talking, I'm not even sure if I want to break this news yet. I think we may want to show Alex this first.
What?
I mean, we already knew, folks. We already knew we were on an FBI list, but I mean, forget it. I'll say they have now posted my photo and Alex Jones' photo on the FBI's wanted list for January 6th. I was never in the building, didn't do a damn thing that day, and so there you are. So there's Alex, and if you scroll up, again, this has been released by the FBI, people they are looking for in conjunction with January 6th. Folks, again, I'm not even trying to be dramatic. The FBI could come bang these doors down any second now. Kara, I'm sorry. I just got this news right here while you're on air. So, like, I'm kind of just, like, thrown off from the whole thing. But so there you go, folks. Again, never went to the building. We actually tried to stop people from going into the building. And oh, my gosh, there's Rob Dew. There's Greg Reese. This is incredible. So they're now, anybody that was in D.C. on January 6th is on an FBI list. I told you this, folks. I mean, we don't make this stuff up. Kara, I'm sorry. I'm just overwhelmed at how aggressive this FBI is right now.
I would be very overwhelmed if I were you, too. I was just looking out there to see if my face was on that list because the FBI has come to my place of residence and knocked on my door just for being there on January 6th. Obviously, you know, that's completely unconstitutional, and they're just trying to terrify people. They're coming to a lot of people's doors. They're still knocking on doors. I'm sorry that you're on the list. That's crazy. Everybody knows you're a journalist and you were there covering that. So, you know, obviously they don't care about that. You're a threat because you tell the truth. You know, you guys are a threat. That's all there is to it. But
just imagine. Again, they've taken photos. Nobody believes me when I say this. They have taken photos of everybody that was in D.C. on January 6th. That is not an exaggeration. Everybody has a photo, and the FBI has you on a wanted list. We don't make this stuff up, folks. So like you said, Kara, more and more every day they keep arresting people. This isn't stopping.
Right. It's not stopping. They have that facial recognition stuff now. It is a thing. People don't realize it. You know, privacy is getting worse and worse and worse. And all of this is a big part of it. You know, it all plays into it because of this domestic terrorism. Now they're going to be able to get away with what they're calling domestic terrorism, which was really a protest. They're going to be able to get away with more and more stuff like this. Terrorizing Americans, terrorizing you and me. It's terrible.
All right. Well, you know what? Maybe if they lock up and throw away millions of Americans, then maybe people will see how dire it is. Maybe. Probably not, you know, because Cardi B will, like, take her pants off or something. So that's, you know.
The scientific dictatorship that I've been warning you about for 27 years has now gone from beta testing to operational. The globalists are out in the open with their planetary depopulation takeover, their robot takeover. But the good news is we've been working and you've been working and others have been working across the planet for decades to get ready for this, to be able to fight it off. Humanity is strong. We're incredible. And if we're aware of the attack that's happening, we have a real chance of defeating it. If we ask God for guidance, we will defeat it. So prayer is essential, research is essential, getting prepared is essential, and warning others is absolutely essential. And at the same time, supporting InfoWars by buying high-quality products to keep us on air is essential because they're great products for you and your family, and they're also funding our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is incredible. A lot of our products that have been sold out because of the supply chain breakdowns are back in, like Bodies, VasoBeats, and others. So get them today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you for being part of the resistance.
The globalists are having their revolution, but free humanity has to have its revolution. We have to first recognize this anti-human takeovers trying to enslave the entire biological processes of humans and turn us into these artificial, corporate, controlled slaves. Worse than slaves, just property from cradle to grave of the system. Rendered down to be servile minions of the system in a ritual of dominance and satanic control. We have to recognize their great reset post-industrial world. We have to realize it's a nightmare dystopia, and we have to promote liberty and freedom that is the opposite of their dystopia. It's that choice, it's that realization that's going to change the world. And it's the only choice we've got, freedom or slavery, good or evil. It is a spiritual battle, and InfoWars is the tip of the spear fighting it.
You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility, but I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us for a lot of reasons. I can't tell you what's going on, but let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products, plus they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said. The world is awakening. The world is beginning to understand the globalist paradigm. They are discovering the globalist, the elites, the manipulation, the CFR, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderberg Group, the Bohemian Grove, the Club of Rome. And so, even though it seems like the globalists are winning, the truth is they've had to come out in the open to attack human freedom because they're actually losing. We have forced them out in the open. So as bad as these times are, and a lot of negative things are about to happen, realize humanity is winning. You've got to trust in the plan of God and trust in the plan of God's justice. That is invincible. That is ethereal, timeless, and unstoppable. So don't trust in man. Trust in God to lead, God, and direct your soul, and then take action against the globalists. And realize you've got my commitment from Alex Jones and my crew to you. We will never back down from the globalists, and we will never surrender.
InfoWars.com/show. You're listening to the sworn enemy of fake news. It's the War Room.
Is the system corrupt? Is the establishment corrupt? Damn right it is. So of course I'm a target. And it's hilarious that all these leftists that act like they're anti-establishment or against the system, they're protected by the system. They work by the system. And they hate people like me. So that just shows that they love the system. The system that they claim to fight hates me, but, you know, they're all for that. And so I want to explain what is going on here real quick. Tara Castronova is still with us. So what you have is either leftist communists LARPing like their FBI officials, and or the FBI using these leftist fronts pretending to be organic when it's really their own stuff that they're running. And so then they put out the you know, the post or whatever the request saying, if you know anybody that was in D.C. or did this on D.C., you know, reach out to us. And so it's this self-fulfilling prophecy. And then they build these websites using their AI to go through hundreds of thousands of hours of footage. And then the AI takes a screen capture of the face. They then upload it to the website and then they send that to the FBI. So that's either the FBI doing parallel construction so they can come to your door and say, oh, we got a tip. You were here when they were doing it the whole time. There was no tip. It was them the whole time. Or it's leftists pretending to be FBI agents. And then somehow they get a hold of this AI technology and say, we've got the list here and we're going to make sure all these people and we're going to turn it into the FBI. So it's one or the other, or maybe some combination of both that's going on here. But I mean, how do you even, like, this paradigm is so amazing to me. I often wonder, when are the communists, when are the liberals going to realize they're the bad guys? Like, when are they going to realize they're the people that the establishment is promoting? They're the people the establishment is using to bring in this totalitarianism? Or maybe they have realized it and they like it now because they hate us so much. They figure, oh, I can use the establishment now to go after my enemies. I mean, how do you explain this paradigm?
I think it's somewhat of both. I think that some of them do like it. They are gloating right now, like, you know, but they don't realize it's going to come back. I think that's when they're going to realize it, when they're going to say something, when it finally comes back around and bites them, you know, when you know, right now they're after us and they're using us, the right and people who are in favor of freedom to push through all this tyranny. But it's only a matter of time before they start coming for the left as well. So that's when they're going to realize it. When they start coming for them, then it's going to be too late. I hope it's not. I hope it's not too late because we're going to keep fighting. But, you know, there's going to be no one left to fight for them if they don't realize right now that we're fighting not only for us, but we're fighting for everybody. Even if we don't agree with them. Like, I could speak for myself. I might not agree with somebody, but I fight for your freedom of speech. I fight for your First Amendment rights. When your First Amendment rights are violated, mine are violated. Because they could come for me just like they came for you. And hopefully that I always feel like the left should see it the same way that I see it. I'm not always so lucky because that doesn't always happen that way. But I think that eventually when they start to notice that their freedoms are being taken away and they start to take note of that, that's when they're going to finally, hopefully, realize what's going on here when it affects them.
But again, how do they don't even have the self-awareness to realize, because you could ask any leftist, I've done this many times on the streets, say, Is the system corrupt? Yes. Is the establishment corrupt? Yes. Is the government corrupt? Yes. Okay, why are you doing their bidding? Like, you're doing everything the TV tells you to do. You're doing everything the Democrat Party tells you to do, but you think it's all corrupt. So, like, do you not get it? And I really think it's their hatred that overwhelms their knowledge. Their hatred for whether it's political opposition or straight people or a certain skin color people. Their hatred for that overwhelms whatever knowledge or resentment they have to the system. And they just figure, well, I'll go along with the system now because it's aimed at the people that I hate and that'll make me feel good. And they don't have the self-awareness to realize how, yeah, like you said, well, eventually that's going to come against you. And you know, I'll go ahead and make your statement. I'll carry on after.
Completely fueled by the mainstream media and by Hollywood and by the media. It's fueled white supremacy. You know, black people hate Asian people. Asian people are, you know, this and that. White people, race, 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 race. All they do is race bait us like crazy. It comes at you through your cell phone. It comes at you through the TV. It comes at you through the computer. Like, do you expect people not to react to this constantly going on? It's disgusting. So I totally blame, a lot of this blame has to do with the media and has to do with Hollywood and has to do with, you know, the media elite and in perpetuating this lie that we should all hate each other and that we're all each other's enemy, because I don't really think people are bad at heart. I just think that they're feeding off of this crazy media stuff going on right now.
You know, America has to come together right now, from every background, everything, every political ideology. We all have to come together against this, or all hang together or hang separate. I mean, that's where it's at. And, you know, there's all this debate about the Second Amendment. And you have to be careful, obviously, anything you say these current days, you know, because the FBI is listening and everybody's looking for an excuse to turn you in or whatever. But I mean, this is why. So like a policeman gets shot, the left celebrates, right? A police officer gets shot, the left celebrates. They like saying death to police. They chant death to police in the streets. And so, but yet the police still protect them. And so it's this weird phenomenon where, but see, how can I properly phrase this? The Second Amendment is the ultimate equalizer. A gun is an ultimate equalizer. And so not just for like interpersonal situations where maybe a home invader comes in and you stop it with a gun, or, you know, you're out on the street and you're a woman and some guy in a dark alley tries to take you to the corner and have his way and you pull your gun and you stop that from happening. Again, I don't want to see any violence towards any police or anybody, but I'm just saying that equalizer works against the government as well. And that's why they want to take our guns, because they want to be able to come door to door, force vaccinate us. They want to come door to door, arrest whoever they want. And they want to know that there's no guns at play, that there's no guns. They have full authority. They're full authoritarians. They can come do whatever you want to you. You don't have a gun. Even if you're a criminal, that Second Amendment, that gun is still the great equalizer against the cops. And that's why we should appreciate the cops for putting their life on the line every damn day. So we're now entering this period where it's like, I mean, are they really? The Biden administration announces we're going to go door to door, force vaccinations. They're going door to door, locking people up because they're in D.C. on January 6th. I mean, folks, this is a powder keg that we're sitting on right here. I just wish people understood how serious this is. Kara, can you hear me? Are you still there?
Yeah, I thought we were listening to Miss Jen, but I guess that would.
No, don't worry. We won't listen to the psycho Saki there.
I don't agree, obviously, with any type of forced vaccinations. This quote unquote vaccination isn't even a vaccination, as we know. It's a shot that has been largely untested. And the fact that they're going door to door with it, like I heard about that, it's just crazy. You know, and I know a lot of people are against that. That's the weird thing about it. A lot of people on the left that I speak to are against forced vaccinations. They actually don't want the COVID-19 vaccine. But for some reason, they're just not understanding that this is a threat. You know, you try to explain to them this is what your party is trying to do. They're trying to pressure people to take vaccinations by, you know, whether it be pressuring them socially or by just flat out they're going to start pressuring people and forcing it. And the more and more you try to explain that to them, they just don't want to believe that that's who their party is. That's what I've noticed. Like a lot of people on the left, a lot of Democrats, they don't realize what their party has become. They don't realize how far left they've gone, and they just refuse to believe that that's true. And they're just turning kind of a blind eye to it. They don't want to believe it's true. And it is true. Everything that we're saying is true.
I feel like we are just inching closer in this country to a Branch Davidians Waco situation where the federal government, I mean, because it's like, at what point, you know, the federal government comes and lock up everyone in your neighborhood that you know is innocent. It's like, at what point do you say, you know what? They're the bad guys. Why am I sitting here going to be enslaved by these people? I mean, I feel like we are inches away from United States being treated like the Branch Davidians in Waco. And the feds are just going to try to take us. And if they can't take us alive, they'll take us dead. And then they'll stand over our ashes celebrating it like the appointment to the ATF David Chipman did in Waco when this was all going on. So, Kara, tell people again about your upcoming events and how they can keep up to date and attend these rallies and protests.
So, political prisoners, citizens against political persecution, please visit the website at www.citizensapp.us. There is a rally in Washington, D.C. on the 17th that we'll be present at outside of the D.C. jail, and also on the 25th in New York, and you guys are invited to come to support the political prisoners and fight for them in New York City. And also, please, if you know any defense attorneys that are really good and qualified, contact us. We're looking for attorneys to match with these families. Go to our website to find out how you could support these families. And also write these prisoners letters. We're working with this amazing woman, Paula Patriot Mailbag. She's helping people reach out to these prisoners and get them mailing.
Well, all the big box stores are making record profits, and so is Amazon, because they designed the global shutdown to destroy small and medium-sized businesses. And it is wreaking havoc in the supply chain. Thousands and thousands of small companies have completely shut down, and others are struggling to stay open because they can't get raw materials, whether it's for food, whether it's for medicine, whether it's for supplements, whether it's for textiles, whatever the product is, you see it in the news. It is record level supply chain breakdowns because the globalists shut down the world economy for more than a year, and now they're trying to bring the shutdown back again. In fact, in areas like India and areas of Africa, the shutdown is ongoing. It's killing those people in massive numbers. So InfoWars doesn't have a lot of our best-selling products in anymore for 6, 7, 8 months because of this. So to make up the shortfall, please buy T-shirts, books, films, things like that at InfoWarsStore.com, and please try to keep us on the air.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
Humanity has been domesticated by and large. The population has been trained to submit, do what you're told, and it's all going to pass. But if you study authoritarians, if you study the globalists, you understand that they reach a point where all the training is just beta, and you go into the point of being culled, being totally enslaved. And because the globalists see us as weak and see us as stupid, they are now making that move. And they are collapsing the third world with their economic weapons to then flood us with a third world that the UN will use as a weapon to then have us under such a crisis, under such a load, capitulate to the UN, whatever agreements they want us to sign, hoping that they will stop the flood of tens of millions of refugees, not fleeing COVID or climate change, as the UN and Klaus Schwab are saying, and Bill Gates is saying, but fleeing the year-long lockdowns that the UN and Bill Gates ordered them to institute, or they wouldn't get more IMF and World Bank money. And that's why we have to really get educated about the globalists. Gerald in South Carolina, go ahead, you're on the air, trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country.
InfoWars.com/show.
Boy, I'll tell you. My instinct is to run from these people, but of course, there's nowhere to run. They own the planet, in case you haven't noticed. Everybody masking up, everybody in COVID lockdown and all the other garbage that we've seen. So you can't run from these totalitarians. You can't run from these tyrants. They believe they own the planet. They're running population control right now, and they want to seize complete control of every sovereign nation state, end the sovereign nation state as a concept, absorb it all into a one-world government, and then there is no freedom on planet Earth. And then they'll use America as the example of that freedom failed, the free market failed, it was all America's fault that you're in this situation. But see, you notice, they can't identify, and they're not even trying, to identify the tens of thousands of violent rioters and criminals that took to the streets in the summer of 2020 that in American history, a record amount of damage done nationwide in the summer of 2020 by Democrat rioters. There's no call for mass arrest. There's no big identification campaign. There's no big FBI effort to lock up all those criminals that left thousands of police officers in hospitals, that destroyed a lot of federal property, government property, all of that. Nope. No big push to have them arrested and identified. Nope, that's not happening. They can't even find the pipe bomber. They can't even find the DC pipe bomber. But they've got everyone's face in an account on record that was in Washington, D.C. on January 6th. Mm-hmm. You don't think this is political persecution? You don't realize how serious this is? Of course, if you're tuned in, you probably do. So I guess we're hoping that our fellow Americans can wake up to this, because let me tell you, I don't care whether you're liberal or conservative or anything in between, or black or white or anything in between. This is coming for all of us. It just realizes that its biggest obstacle is going to be people that voted for Trump, because we're free thinkers, we're informed, and we're freedom lovers. So, of course, that's going to be the first target of an anti-freedom criminal occupation. It's going to be the free thinkers. It's going to be the smartest people. It's going to be the freedom fighters. And they just assume that all the other people stand by and watch as they go after the front lines of who would actually stand up for America. So I'm telling you right now, unless we as Americans, or if more likely, we as conservatives and Trump supporters don't make a massive judo move to stop this thing, we are in big trouble. And by that, I mean Trump supporters or conservatives or Republicans should give the Democrats what they want and actually defund the police. Who's going to be their tyranny enforcement wing? I'm not against the police. I don't think we should defund the police. I'm saying if we don't come up with a strategy soon, as a judo move, as a chess move against this new world order, criminal occupation, they're getting all their moves and everything is going right into plan. And we do exactly what they think we're going to do every time. So Republicans better make a move that the new world order doesn't think they're going to make, or we better make a move that the new world order doesn't think we're going to make, or their plans are just going to roll out and this country is going to be done probably by 2030. So Republicans need to start calling for the abolishment of the FBI. Or they can give the Democrats what they want and defund the police, or do all of it. Because here's the thing, folks. The only places they're going to suffer, again, sadly, but the only places that will really suffer if the police are defunded are Democrat-run cities. It's only going to be Democrats that suffer. It's going to be poor people and Democrats that suffer. That's where all the crime is. That's where all the police are needed. So you defund the police, what do you think is going to happen? Democrat cities are going to be burned to the ground. Of course they are. So let's give them what they want. Let's give them what they want. Or we can keep playing games with these people as we all get goose-stepped into tyranny. But man, I'm telling you, it's such big trouble. If the FBI is not abolished, or if state governors do not come out and say that the FBI has no more jurisdiction in their state, they're just going to come round anybody up. They'll round anybody up and throw them away. No due process anymore. No jury of your peers. No speedy trial. You're not going to get any of that. You already don't. So, you know, I spend half my time up here just as like a foghorn, like a warning sound, like just a siren that I can't even cover this news effectively half the time. Yeah, I mean, I didn't even have it in my stack of news, but the crew just brought up, yeah, deadliest weekend in Chicago so far this year. So what is that, over 300 homicides now in Chicago? Yeah, but you won't hear about that. Wonder why that is. Wonder why you won't hear about all the violence and crime and homicide in Chicago. Where's the FBI on that, by the way? Where's the FBI on 11 kids getting shot in Chicago this weekend? Oh, they're too busy looking for your MAGA grandma. They're too busy looking for a veteran that waved a Trump flag. You know what? And I'm just going to say this. Because there's good people in the FBI. Of course there are. There's great people in the FBI. There's great people in the police force and law enforcement as well. There's great people in almost everything. But you know what? Specifically, I don't say this as a jerk. I don't say this as insensitive. I say this because you're probably not going to hear it, except maybe in an internal voice that you've silenced because you don't want to hear it anymore. But If you're at the FBI or you're in law enforcement and you don't speak out against everything that's going on, you should be ashamed of yourself. Just like I should be ashamed of myself if I didn't speak out against all the censorship as a member of the media. I should be ashamed of myself if I don't speak out against the censorship of my fellow Americans. Well, I do. So you should be ashamed of yourself if you're in law enforcement or FBI and you don't speak out against the political persecution and the double standard of law enforcement right now that's happening politically. You should be ashamed of yourself if you don't speak out against that. But see, then it becomes a catch-22. Well, do you leave the force and then just let the commies run it? Or do you stay in the force and put up with it as like eyes and ears and hoping you can be a buffer to it? Boy, oh boy, heavy day to return to work, isn't it, boys? So I still want to open up the phone lines in the third hour. But I mean, it's just like it's just amazing. It's like, do we talk about this weekend or do we talk about everything we've discussed here? I didn't even get to most of the news. By the way, Brightside Broadcasting was banned from going live right before Trump's rally in Sarasota, which is obvious. They never gave him an excuse. The reason is obvious. They are so afraid of Trump being live on YouTube. Why? And, you know, quite honestly, like, Trump isn't even that hardcore. Like, he tries to deal with the globalists. Like, he tries to deal with them. He deals with the military-industrial complex. He deals with the liberals. He deals with the New World Order. He's not even that hardcore. Like, again, that's not an insult to Trump. It's just the truth. So it's just like, what? It's just unbelievable, man. So yeah, you won't see Trump on Right Side Broadcasting on YouTube because he's banned. The president of the United States, the guy that just won an election. I mean, seriously, the weight of this is so heavy. If you don't realize how serious of a situation this country is in right now. And people are waking up more and more by the day. But again, it's that race against time. It's that race against time. Can we cross the threshold of enough Americans realizing how dire the situation is and then acting as such before the tyranny is here and never and irreversible? America can still overthrow this tyranny overnight in many different ways. But peacefully and politically, that option, I believe, is still on the table. But man, it's at a razor's edge right now. And you're not even allowed to say that or you'll be labeled an extremist. But, oh, the FBI will come find you. But, oh, the pipe bomber, don't worry, they can't find him and all the people, the tens of thousands of criminals that put thousands of police officers in the hospital last year and burned federal buildings and banks and stores and over $2 billion of property damage. They don't have those. They're not on a radar map either. But you, the free thinker, you, the Trump associate, you, the Trump supporter, you, the InfoWars listener, you're the enemy now. You're the bad guy. You're in the FBI's crosshairs. You're in law enforcement's crosshairs. Not because you're a criminal, but because you're a threat to their criminal New World Order takeover.
Granny Do-Right. Granny Do-Right, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Alan, first of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is the ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021, and I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer, and I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
And you're in New York, concrete jungle where people take dumps in your mop bucket. When you're in New York, when you're in New York, New York, crime ridden, rat infested, bums crapping in the street. You're in New York. So you may have seen this viral video over the weekend of a gentleman deciding to have a Hillary Clinton in a mop bucket in the New York subway and then fought off the guy that was trying to clean it, fought him off saying, how dare you not let me take a dump right here? Now you're in New York. So cool, man. So cool. New York, so cool. And so let's take a look at what else is happening in these Democrat-run cities, by the way, just so you get an idea of what's coming to a town near you. Teen lifeguard beaten and stabbed after asking group to stop drinking at a local pond on the 4th of July. Alcohol is not allowed. Malquan Jefferson, Mohammed Abdubali, Celestine Bigarimana, and an unidentified 17-year-old face a variety of charges, including assault and battery with a dangerous weapon, disturbing the peace, disorderly conduct, trespassing, and resisting arrest. All because a 17-year-old lifeguard was trying to do their job and keep alcohol off of that local pond. Malquan, Mohammed, Celestine, and another one decided to stab that lifeguard. Probably white supremacists, right? We'd be left to assume. Lime scooter passengers open fire outside Harlem bodega as Russian tourist is also randomly attacked. When you're in New York, female Russian tourist is violently mugged of her handbag in trendy Manhattan neighborhood while passenger on rented e-scooter opens fire in Harlem amid NYC's spiraling crime wave. When you're in New York. Concrete jungle where you get mugged, stabbed and beaten. Take a dump in the subway. Hey, you're in New York. All right, guys, we got to move on, though. We got to move on. I know. When you're in New York. All right, come on now. Well, I guess you could sing it. When you're in San Fran. Thieves robbing Neiman Marcus in broad daylight. Guys, roll the B-roll. Hold on. Roll the B-roll. Can we roll the B-roll from Neiman Marcus here? Yeah, clip 8, guys. Let's roll the B-roll. We're now you're in San Fran. San Francisco, much like New York. Here you have white supremacists robbing a Neiman Marcus. When you're in San Fran, when you're in Democrat-run cities, you get stabbed, meeting, robbed, shot, and beaten. Remember, they're now shutting down. You watch. It will not be long. You won't even be able to shop in San Francisco. Afghan migrant confesses to acid attack on a woman in a parking garage. That's nice. Nice little acid attack for you. Now you're in New York. Acid attack to your face. Robin Neiman Marcus. And then did you hear about, guys, just rolls from the B-roll from the rise of the Moors. 11 men charged after armed standoff that shut down parts of I-95 for hours. Now, I want to tell you, I actually stand in solidarity with the rise of the Moors. Now, they could have handled the situation better. They ran out of fuel on the highway, so they decided to get out with their guns out. And that led to the cops being called. And then they had like a 10-hour-long standoff, armed men with police. But you didn't hear about that, did you? Because they weren't white. So armed men on a standoff against police shutting down a highway didn't even make news because they weren't white.
Well, all the big box stores are making record profits, and so is Amazon, because they designed the global shutdown to destroy small and medium-sized businesses. And it is wreaking havoc in the supply chain. Thousands and thousands of small companies have completely shut down, and others are struggling to stay open because they can't get raw materials, whether it's for food, whether it's for medicine, whether it's for supplements, whether it's for textiles, whatever the product is. You see it in the news. It is record-level supply chain breakdowns because the globalists shut down the world economy for more than a year, and now they're trying to bring the shutdown back again. In fact, in areas like India and areas of Africa, the shutdown is ongoing. It's killing those people in massive numbers. So InfoWars doesn't have a lot of our best-selling products in anymore for 6, 7, 8 months because of this. So to make up the shortfall, please buy T-shirts, books, films, things like that at InfoWarsStore.com, and please try to keep us on the air.
We're in the third and final hour of the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, do your supplement shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the best high quality meets lowest price at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the nexus. And we just find the highest quality and then just make it the lowest price. That's just what we do. That's our formula. So margins are small, but we got to sell a lot of it to make money. So shop at InfoWarsStore.com. Keep us on the air. My performance enhancers of choice today were the BrainForce Plus right here on my performance enhancer desk. BrainForce Plus exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. And then I've been drinking the Fizzy Magnesium drink mix, also from InfoWarsStore.com exclusively. The Fizzy Magnesium, this one. This one is going to be... See, I mean, some people don't really like supplements or, you know, swallowing pills or something like that, but everybody loves a drink that tastes good. So that's Fizzy Magnesium. I have people that will drink my vitamin mineral fusion, and they drink it at my house, and they say, there's no way this is healthy. I say, look at the ingredient list for yourself. And they're just stunned. But yeah, that's what we do. We've taken a great tasting drink, whether it's Fizzy Magnesium or vitamin mineral fusion or Turbo Force, and we've made it healthy, not like the poison you're going to find from pop companies, soda companies, or energy drink companies. No, we take good flavors and make them healthy. So you want to drink it and you're getting something that's good for you. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Survival Shield X2 is still on sale right now. We've extended the July 4th super sale. So you can still save money on storable foods, emergency food supplies. You can still get 10% off all of the water filters. Let's, guys, pull up. Now, see, I didn't really make a big thing of this because I didn't want them to sell out overnight. But we may still have some of the Chrome Pro Pure shower heads. My favorite. That's my shower head. That's the one that I use. I've only got, no, not that one. That one is in stock, but the one with the extension. That's the ticket right there with the extendable hose detached with the Pro Chrome shower head. Is that one still in stock? This thing? Yes, folks, I'm telling you right now. I've always been a big shower head guy because I need the water pressure. I don't like this low level water pressure trickle garbage in the shower. I can't deal with it. Okay. I've never been able to do that. So I've always liked high pressure shower heads. And so when I saw that we had filtered shower heads, I was just like, I don't want to risk it. I like my shower head. It has big water pressure. I gave it a try. This is the one that I gave the try to, the Pro Pure Chrome Plus Shower Filter with Pro Max. It's got the extendable detachable hose thing. and it's the best water pressure, and it's filtered water, so you're not getting the poisonous water that you're showering with. So you can cut the fluoride and all the crap in the water completely out of your life with the water filters at InfoWarsStore.com, from what you bathe in to what you drink. But I'm telling you, this shower head is the best on the market. Comparable shower heads that have comparable water pressure are already like $120, and that's just for a shower head. That's not with the detachable hose, and that's not filtered. This is the best shower head on the market, bar none. I've been a connoisseur of shower heads the entire 32 years I've been on this planet, and nothing, at least in this lifetime, and nothing compares to the ProPure Chrome Plus Shower Filter with ProMax. I'm telling you, who would get excited about a shower head? Sounds crazy. Try the ProPure Chrome Plus Shower Filter with ProMax for yourself, and you'll find out why I get so excited about this shower head. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to open up the phone lines and start taking calls this hour. What? So you can either discuss one of two things or both. Anything I've discussed so far or I'm about to discuss here in this news blitz is fair game. But what I really want to ask people, what was your 4th of July weekend like? Because it just felt different. It just hit differently this year. It felt hollow. I did all the normal festivities, had a great weekend, but it just didn't feel the same. There was a little bitterness as I'm watching fireworks and knowing I'm surrounded by commies, knowing that it's commies in Austin that run Austin, that are destroying Austin, that sit here and pat themselves on the back for this great fireworks display in the Austin Symphony, which was awesome. It was really great. But the communists pat themselves on the back for putting it all together, and they hate this country, wouldn't have any of it if they are in charge for much longer. So what was your 4th of July weekend back? Was I just being a pessimist, or did it kind of feel the same for you? The number is 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. What did it feel like this 4th of July weekend for you and or anything I've discussed so far? Let me just finish off with this coverage of the rise of the Moors. So it's this group that I stand in solidarity with. They have every right to their firearms. And by the way, the guy who shot the video, if you guys just roll the B-roll of clip 6 or 7, I think this is one of the leaders. Very eloquent and states his case, I think, very strongly in his videos as they were involved in the hours-long standoff. Now, again, you didn't hear about this. 11 armed men in an armed standoff with police for hours on a highway. Now, I think we all know why that is. The perps weren't white, so they didn't feel like making a big story out of it. However, it could be because this gentleman is so well-spoken and understands his rights that they didn't even want to make a big fuss out of it. Now, I'm imagining that this is one of the individuals that have been arrested. We haven't gotten much details as far as that is concerned. But this is the rise of the Moors. The Moors. It's like in Seinfeld, the Moops or the Moors. It's the Moors. And they were on their way to a training base in Massachusetts when one of their vehicles ran out of fuel. And so it was stalled out on the side of the road. So this is where they made their mistake, though. And to this, I cannot defend. I mean, I guess they have the right to do it, but it's not smart. That's when they decided to get out of their vehicles dressed like they're full-on army men, dressed like they're getting ready to invade, you know, Iraq or something, with their arms out. And so naturally, that's going to cause some panic amongst the public. And so that's what led to the police being called and then eventually the standoff. But I don't believe they're doing anything illegal. I believe that they had every right to all their firearms. They have every right to do their training. They don't have the right to shut down a highway, but I don't believe that was their intention. They just wanted to stand outside their vehicles with their firearms to protect whatever it was that was in their vehicles. They said camp supplies because they were going to this training base. But you didn't hear about that. So it's really interesting. Did you not hear about that because the perps weren't white? Or did you not hear about that because the individual who leads the group is so well informed on his rights and the law and even court cases that they don't want the American public to know that you have every right to a firearm and that court cases have already deemed that you possessing a firearm is not a crime. Again, I learned from this guy, listening to this guy. But I thought it was amazing when I discovered that this morning, how that wasn't a major news story over the weekend. But there you go. Let's hit a couple more of these headlines here. A Chinese spy recruitment scholar is now running Joe Biden's NSA personnel department. Thomas Zimmerman, a special assistant to Joe Biden on National Security Agency personnel, formerly served as a visiting scholar at the Chinese Communist Party think tank, labeled as a front group for Chinese intelligence collection and overseas spy recruitment by the FBI, the National Pulse can reveal. Perhaps nobody in America right now is doing more work than Natalie Winters at the National Pulse exposing all these Chinese communist spies. Now, I believe I've reached out to her in the past and I got a rejection. She goes on the War Room with Steve Bannon and she hangs out with some people that don't really like Alex Jones. And so I don't think she would ever come on with us. But she really honestly is doing more work in all of her stories at the National Pulse because it's all public information. She just goes out and finds all these Chinese spies and finds all of them working in the Biden administration and then just writes a story like two a week on all of them. And it doesn't even make national news. It's incredible stuff. So tip of the hat to her. By the way, you're a criminal now if you work for Trump. Did you know that? So Alan Weisenberg, who's now being politically persecuted by Democrats in New York, it's a story because he's working at Trump Tower, spotted going into work at Trump Tower for the first time. Like, that's a story. He's an innocent man. They're claiming, oh, he's charged with invading all these taxes. And, oh, you know, he had a company vehicle and he stayed in a company room and all this other BS. It's all political persecution, ladies and gentlemen. So it's stories, though. Look, a guy that worked for Trump showed up for work. Look, this guy that worked for Trump had lunch. Look, this guy that worked for Trump swam laps at a community pool. Look, this guy that worked for Trump took a right-hand turn. Oh, my goodness, he worked for Trump. More at 9.
The globalists are having their revolution, but free humanity has to have its revolution. We have to first recognize this anti-human takeovers trying to enslave the entire biological processes of humans and turn us into these artificial, corporate, controlled slaves. Worse than slaves, just property from cradle to grave of the system. Rendered down to be servile minions of the system in a ritual of dominance and satanic control. We have to recognize their great reset post-industrial world, which realizes it's a nightmare dystopia, and we have to promote liberty and freedom that is the opposite of their dystopia. It's that choice, it's that realization that's going to change the world. And it's the only choice we've got, freedom or slavery, good or evil. It is a spiritual battle, and InfoWars is at the tip of the spear fighting it.
What are champions made of? Here's a man who can show you.
InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
Bye.
Bioremediation is a process used to treat contaminating water, soil, and subsurface material by accelerating naturally occurring environmental conditions to stimulate growth of microorganisms and degrade targeted pollutants. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank and is at least 100 times more effective than similar microbial products due to its revolutionary patented delivery system. BioSeptic Pro contains no chemical ingredients and no genetically modified organisms. Visit thebiopros.com today and protect your septic system. That's thebiopros.com. This is for anaerobic septic tanks, and the job it does is unparalleled. TheBioPros.com.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to start taking your calls here. I want to explain something because a couple people called in about that segment where I talked about the FBI lists. I thought I had explained it properly in the follow-up segment, but let me just explain this again. And this is why at the time I said I shouldn't even say this, but I don't like doing like weird deep teases when I'm not intending to. So it was just like, okay, I just discovered this. I'm just going to say it. And hey, we're teleprompter free. So, I mean, we put it all out there, folks. This there's no hidden messages or secret things. I mean, sometimes I'll do a deep tease like classic radio tease, but so again, let me just clarify. We don't know where these lists really originate. We don't know how people have access to this AI technology to get all the faces and just scan through all these videos and then put faces up in a database. Again, and I tried to explain this, maybe I didn't do a good job, but it's either the FBI posing as leftists or leftists posing as the FBI or like some combination of both, where they do some sort of self-fulfilling prophecy where the FBI says, help us identify these people. But then you have these lists that get created with this AI technology, whether it's the FBI or not, that then show all the faces of everybody who was in D.C. on the 6th. And then it's sent to the FBI, and then the FBI says, oh, okay, now it's our database. So again, I don't know where it originates. It's some weird concoction of the two or what, but so that's the situation, because people are calling in saying, hey, you know, just, I don't even know how to properly address this when people calling in saying this or that about the FBI. And, you know, it's like, I don't even want to get involved with that. Believe me, we have enough legal stuff and, you know, the Democrats and people breathing down our neck that it's like, I don't even want to talk about it on air because they're constantly listening, and anything, you know, they'll try to act like, you know, twist and concoct and try to use against us. So it's like, I don't even want to talk about it, but I'm just going to leave it right there to the people that call in. We're a little confused by that. And for example, you'll notice that I've never said an individual's name, and because I've been here long enough, folks, again, half the stuff, you don't even see half the stuff that goes on behind the scenes when it comes to the attacks against us. And but now we have a new development in the shooter of Ashley Babbitt. Here's a couple headlines. I'm going to go to your calls. Identity of Ashley Babbitt killer confirmed. Careless Capitol Police lieutenant is being protected by Democrats, Pelosi, and deep state FBI. Stories at the Gateway Pundit. So you had an individual go on air and confirm that Lieutenant Mike Byrd was at the door where Ashley Babbitt was shot. So, again, they won't tell you who shot Ashley Babbitt. There's no, you know, major protest. An unarmed woman gets shot by a police officer in cold blood. No cities burnt to the ground. No mainstream social media hashtags or, you know, promoted events for Ashley Babbitt. And that officer, he gets to remain anonymous. But now we know, at least it's been confirmed, in an official it would appear to be a government briefing. I watched the video at the Gateway Pundit, and they and the individual in the video confirms that Officer Byrd was at the door when Ashley Babbitt was shot. So was that a slip up? Did he just admit something? I don't know. And the individual, here's actually the headline from the Gateway Pundit. U.S. Capitol Acting Sergeant at Arms accidentally confirms that Lieutenant Mike Byrd killed Ashley Babbitt. That's the Gateway Pundit headline. And again, the video of the Sergeant at Arms, in the video, he says Officer Byrd was at the door when Babbitt was shot. So now, if you want to leave the debate open, you'd have to say, okay, well, how many other officers were at the door at that time? Because there were officers on both sides of the door. But yet, why is this information still being withheld? So now you've entered a situation where it's just this stuff. I know how they use this stuff against people. And so they need to come out and say the name of the officer that shot Ashley Babbitt. Or you're just going to have more debate about who it was. And then it's going to create this vacuum of information where somebody can put new information or propaganda out there intentionally or accidentally, and then divert onto a different individual or a different officer, or keep all the attention on Byrd or whatever the case is. We need, I think at least Ashley Babbitt's family deserves to know the name of the officer that murdered her. And they may already believe that they know that. But again, we don't get any honesty from our government. So they just continue to keep that a mystery. Though, again, to many, the mystery has already been solved. All right, let's go out to the phone lines now. And we're asking people, what did this 4th of July feel like to you? Did it feel different than normal? Did it feel a little hollow? What did it feel like to you? And you can comment, or you can comment on anything else I've covered so far today. Let's go to James in Pennsylvania. You're on the InfoWars War Room. Go ahead.
Good evening, Shore.
Evening.
I spent 4th of July with a bunch of Democrats. They want to talk about gun control. No one's allowed to have guns. Fireworks should be illegal. There was basically how America's horrible. The system needs to be broken down and rebuilt into what they see as fit.
See, like, I could sense that. I could sense that amongst my peers at the big event in Austin. I could just sense that there were people like that all around me. And it's just like, well, then why are you here celebrating America?
Not celebrating America. They're celebrating, they think, is the demise of America. This is what they're going to reconstitute with the 1619 proclamation, whatever that means. Honestly, I haven't even researched it, but they want to destroy 1776. They want to destroy America as you know it, throw up a gay flag pride, and then say, hey, we're going to come take your guns. And by the way, what vaccine do you want? Do you want the Delta flavor? Do you want the new variant flavor? Or do you want the original Moderna Pfizer flavor? I'm tired of it.
And by the way, because I was thinking this too, maybe it's like, it has to become this thing now where maybe on the 4th of July, like, I shouldn't even celebrate. I should like do a protest or a rally against communism or against the New World Order or something, or like some sort of exhibit, like showing how we need America and it's under attack. There were these protesters out that were just vegans. They were against animal torture or whatever, and they did their thing. And I was perfectly fine with them. They have the First Amendment right, and I applaud them. I disagree with what they had to say, but I think they had every right to be out there, and I applauded them for being out there. But they didn't really get any hate or anything. They were completely accepted. If I would have been out there like, stop censoring free speech, stop censoring Alex Jones, or free Alex Jones, or Donald Trump won, I'd be spat on, I'd be attacked, I'd be brutalized, and the cops would probably shut me down. So it just shows you how free speech is honestly dead in America.
Oh, no, like, any time that I would speak, it was just like a ganging up of their, like, basically they shout down your voice. They think that you're a caveman. How Biden put it, we're Neanderthals for rejecting the vaccine. Nah, you guys are progressive communist leftists. And anytime someone speaks differently than what you think, you lefties.
See, that's a perfect example. You say anything negative about the vaccine, you get censored off the internet. And people always say, oh, free speech isn't dead. Look, you're talking right now. Yeah, sure. That's accepted speech. This speech isn't accepted. That means free speech is dead.
don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on there 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul, all of it empowers humanity, all of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much. In the early 1990s, there was a really funny movie that came out called Wayne's World. Even before I had an Access TV show in the mid-1990s, I went and saw that movie and thought, man, that looks fun. To actually speak out and have your own ideas, and even if you're a nerd, you're still entertaining because you're real. Well, what do they say in Wayne's World?
We're not worthy! We're not worthy!
Every day when I cover these huge topics, I don't feel worthy to talk to you because these topics are so huge, they're so real. But I'm trying to tell you the truth. I'm trying to get it right, and most of the time we do. The globalists love lying to you. They love manipulating you. They enjoy destroying humanity. They enjoy manipulating ideas and using people's ignorance against them. That, for me, is really satanic and disgusting. So you've got a pledge from myself and the whole InfoWars crew that we will never join the globalists. We will never knowingly manipulate you because we know we're all in this together. I am a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us, you support InfoWarsStore.com, you get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shock troops in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com.
The scientific dictatorship that I've been warning you about for 27 years has now gone from beta testing to operational. The globalists are out in the open with their planetary depopulation takeover, their robot takeover. But the good news is we've been working and you've been working and others have been working across the planet for decades to get ready for this, to be able to fight it off. Humanity is strong. We're incredible. And if we're aware of the attack that's happening, we have a real chance of defeating it. If we ask God for guidance, we will defeat it. So prayer is essential, research is essential, getting prepared is essential, and warning others is absolutely essential. And at the same time, supporting InfoWars by buying high-quality products to keep us on air is essential because they're great products for you and your family, and they're also funding our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is incredible. A lot of our products that have been sold out because of the supply chain breakdowns are back in, like bodies, Vasobeats, and others. So get them today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you for being part of the resistance.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show. Warning. This broadcast might offend
the easily offended.
It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer
at band.video.
In more healthcare settings and respond to hotspots. President will outline five areas his team is focused on to get more Americans vaccinated. One, targeted community by community door-to-door outreach to get remaining Americans vaccinated by ensuring they have the information they need on how both safe and accessible the vaccine is. Two, a renewed emphasis on getting the vaccines to more primary care doctors and physicians, something that we've seen.
So there is the Biden administration announcing door-to-door vaccines coming. Wait a second. How would you know, though? I thought that medical records were private. How would you know who's been vaccinated and who hasn't? A little slip up there from Psaki? You're illegally spying on Americans, are you? You illegally have all of our medical records, don't you? You filthy communist bastards. You rats. You dirty scoundrels. You criminals. Oh, there are not enough insults in the world. But perhaps the most fitting and apparent is communist. Make communist an insult again. So again, it's kind of an extreme thing. A presidential administration saying door-to-door vaccine checks are coming. That's not America. That's not freedom. That's totalitarianism. That's tyranny. But they're openly announcing it now. So if you accept it, then they figure, okay, well, we now have the right to make you our slave. You've accepted tyranny. You didn't have a fight against this. So yeah, it's good. That's their mentality. That's their practice of executing their will over you. And again, Psaki is just some bimbo messenger. She just reads off crap and tries to make the position of press secretary look good. Obviously, it's tough because when Biden's the president, he doesn't even know what he had for breakfast, let alone what his stance on any policy issue is. But here's what's going on with that vaccine they want to force you to take. Two cricket players collapse and convulse on the playing field just days after the team got fully vaxxed. So they fully vaccinate the team. They promote it all over their social media, how the whole team's been hit with the COVID jab. And then their first game back on the pitch, players collapse and convulse on the field. It's not a coincidence. You saw it with the soccer player too. Neurological ticks, clicks, and whistles. Vaccine-injured mom documents horrific side effects following COVID vaccine. That story is at Infowars.com, and the full video is there as well. So the vaccines are killing you and giving you strokes and everything, but an Ohio judge just mandated the vaccines as a condition for probation. So again, this is mandated death. No, that doesn't mean they're going to come to your door right now and say you have been mandated for a lethal lead injection to the left temple. Do you comply with the government? But it might as well be if they can force you to play Russian roulette with an experimental vaccine. It's totally illegal. Then they can, and eventually with that slippery slope, with that logic, they can force you to die. And that's ultimately the goal here. I mean, honestly, the boldness for them to do this, the unmitigated nerve for them to do this and not even hide it is incredible. And I guess that's the ultimate show of force and will, is that you do it in broad daylight and nobody stops you. And that's what they're doing with this vaccine right now. A lot of people are going to have to make a lot of tough choices in the near future about this vaccine and other problems that they're going to run into with this encroaching tyranny, folks. So just brace yourself. Just brace yourself. Lambda. What do we know about the latest COVID variant flagged by the World Health Organization? The latest fear technique. You weren't afraid of Delta, so they had to make Delta Plus. You weren't afraid of Delta Plus, so now it's Lambda. The World Health Organization is telling you to be afraid of. And they're saying, oh, the vaccine might not help with this one. So again, the vaccine, not safe or effective, but mandate it. Lambda variant raises concern due to unusual mutations. No, it's every virus mutates. They know it. And now in Israel, the most vaccinated nation on the planet, they're having COVID outbreaks. Wow. But of course, they're blaming the unvaccinated, even though all the people that are getting the cases are vaccinated. And now the Delta variant is the new outbreak in Israel. So most vaccinated country on earth, Israel, has an outbreak of COVID and now has an outbreak of the Delta variant. Also had the most Delta plus too. So that's because they're shedding the mutations. The vaccinated people are shedding the mutated COVID. Just like the doctors that we had on air said was going to happen. So, you know, it's really this crazy thing called science that the left is against, but they claim they're for. It's amazing. Let's go back out to the phone lines to Oon, who has called in from Wisconsin. Oon, you're on the InfoWars War Room. Go ahead.
My name is Oon Tom. And I'm a first generation born here refugee from communist Yugoslavia. So it's kind of sardonic to flee to America in a similar conflict.
Can't even imagine.
The Balkans. And it's terrifying, you know, and I observed over Independence Day kind of like a patriotic paradox, wherein Democrats that hate America celebrated it, and Republicans who love America had a toned-down celebration. And who could blame them with, you know, Ashley Babbitt blown away by Lieutenant Byrd dying on the flag of a man who apparently does indeed have small hands. Maybe I'm wrong. Hopefully I'm super wrong, but, you know, prove me wrong. A myriad million of misgovernance, but I don't worry really because, you know, everybody really knows an eagle in chains can't soar.
Yeah, you know, that's kind of a good way of putting it. It's like people that actually love this country had a tough time over the 4th knowing that we're not independent anymore, knowing that tyranny is approaching, while the people that hate America were celebrating harder than ever because they love seeing the demise of this country.
You know, like progressive people over the weekend just were openly screaming in my face, like F Christianity. And that leads me to think, you know, of an alternative interpretation of when Jesus said, turn the other cheek, you know, AKA kiss my sass. You know, I pray for the forgotten fallen and the lost over the weekend. On a lighter note, watch Loki. I'd recommend that with the TVA and looked for, you know, ways to be a better person.
All right. Anything else, Oon?
Oh, I love you so much, Owen. If you ever need a roommate, please, I'll pay all the rent. We can live together. We'll be best roommates.
Well, I know you hate communism, so you got that going for you.
You have a good one.
Thank you for the call. And let me just say this, too. And I mean, I kind of say this sadly with experience, but folks, I'm just telling you right now, let me just say this. I am not reporting that Officer Byrd shot Ashley Babbitt. I want to be clear about that. I am not reporting that. Now, other people can say that on the show, and other people may believe that, and other outlets may report that, and we'll cover those reports. But I'm just telling you, folks, this is the kind of thing that has lawsuit written all over it. I'm just telling you, sadly, from experience. So just be careful, because this is the kind of things that these are the kind of bait and switches that the deep state runs, and they wait till a bunch of people jump on a story. And then they start doling out the lawsuit. So, again, I just want to tell you, just be careful with stuff. That's all I'm saying. Let's go back out to the phone lines to Trey in North Carolina. Trey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
What's going on? Oh, how are you?
Good.
All right, there's three things I really wanted to kind of touch on. And you actually covered just the last one. On the 4th of July, I actually seen a local news station here reporting on the knocking of the doors to find out if people have been vaccinated. So it's kind of funny that she's announcing it today when it was already.
Wow, that already happened in North Carolina? I wasn't even aware of that.
Yes. Yeah, it was already. That's why I said it was synchronicity. I was actually going to actually bring that to your attention, but you played the clip. But yeah, they actually already started doing that, like maybe had to be at least a week or two ago.
Like, and who is it? Like, who comes to the door? What?
It was actually a young lady who was quote unquote anti-vaccine. And of course, I'm gonna just be real. It was a young black lady. She was on there, and she pretty much was talking about how she was against the vaccine, and then someone got sick in her family, and then all of a sudden now she wants to support the vaccine. They were literally, I seen them literally.
What? Oh my gosh! Okay, that was like the end of a movie twist. Trey, hold on, stay right there. This is incredible. This is incredible.
Well, all the big box stores are making record profits, and so is Amazon. Because they designed the global shutdown to destroy small and medium-sized businesses. And it is wreaking havoc in the supply chain. Thousands, thousands of small companies have completely shut down. And others are struggling to stay open because they can't get raw materials, whether it's for food, whether it's for medicine, whether it's for supplements, whether it's for textiles, whatever the product is. You see it in the news. It is record-level supply chain breakdowns because the globalists shut down the world economy for more than a year, and now they're trying to bring the shutdown back again. In fact, in areas like India and areas of Africa, the shutdown is ongoing. It's killing those people in Madison.
massive numbers. So InfoWars doesn't have a lot of our best-selling products in anymore for 6, 7, 8 months because of this. So to make up the shortfall, please buy T-shirts, books, films, things like that at InfoWarsStore.com, and please try to keep us on the air.
The globalists are having their revolution, but free humanity has to have its revolution. We have to first recognize this anti-human takeovers trying to enslave the entire biological processes of humans and turn us into these artificial, corporate, controlled slaves. Worse than slaves, just property from cradle to grave of the system. Rendered down to be servile minions of the system in a ritual of dominance and satanic control. We have to recognize the Great Reset post-industrial world, which realizes it's a nightmare dystopia, and we have to promote liberty and freedom that is the opposite of their dystopia. It's that choice, it's that realization that's going to change the world. And it's the only choice we've got, freedom or slavery, good or evil. It is a spiritual battle, and InfoWars is the tip of the spear fighting it.
The entire New World Order system is about making you feel pathetic, making you feel weak, making you play the part of a victim so you don't take your birthright as being made the image of God and the incredible mission and destiny we have, being given free will. Being given free will, being given consciousness is literally the seed of an entire universe, an entire system. And the fact that you're able to commune with God, the fact you're able to see the beauty of a sunset, or the beauty of the waves in the ocean, or the beauty of your wife or your husband, or the beauty of your child learning knowledge, the beauty of music, the fact that you can commune with that and resonate with that is energetic. And that itself is what God teaches us is worship. So don't worship the globalists, don't worship the NFL, don't worship all the things of the system, but worship the things of God, because we're made by God. And appreciate your consciousness and appreciate free speech while you still have it, while you still have it.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Ah, look, leaked images from the door-to-door vaxxers coming. Good morning, sir. Have you accepted Dr. Fauci as your Lord and Savior? Take this mark of the beast. All right. I held the last caller over because this was so incredible what he was saying. I'm going to take another couple phone calls and just hit a couple of these other headlines that are just so key that I really shouldn't even put off till tomorrow. But let's go back to Trey in North Carolina. So, Trey. Tell me about this again. Tell the story one more time. This door-to-door vaccine pusher pretends they're anti-vax, does the bait and switch, and then says how great the vaccine is.
Yeah, pretty much. That's how it was. Me and my mom actually was sitting on the couch 4th of July, and she's like looking at the local news. So I happened to put it on there, and there was a young lady talking about how she was against like vaccines because of the information she was hearing. And then she said after further research, she was pretty much pro the vaccine, and she received it. And on the news clip, they were going to door to door to people's homes asking if they know anything about the vaccine. Do they know where they can go get it? Like just pretty much like basic like information like that. Yeah, it was kind of crazy. Cause, like,
So it sounds like it's more of a feeling out process where they probably don't have your medical records because that would be illegal. But they just go door to door and find out if you've had the vaccine and then push the vaccine propaganda if you haven't gotten it. And you're saying this has even been aired on local news reports. So this is the push. They're gonna try to normalize this.
Yeah, it was on a WSOC TV. It's a local news station in North Carolina. Yeah, it was on the 4th of July. They actually played it on 6 o'clock news. Like, it was one of their main stories. But also on real quick on the Moorish Americans, the story you was talking about with the guys in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
They follow a practice like it's called like Moor Science Temple, dating back to the Moors. The conquerors back in, I can't even remember
it's
when.
It's like the 13th century or something.
Yes. And their belief that they're descendants from them and their practices. So, like, they don't believe in, like, having, like, driver licenses, birth certificates, anything that links you. They understand about the straw man and how we're connected. And, yeah, so that's probably why that standoff happened, because, like you were saying, they know their law. And they understand that you can't stop them for no apparent reason when they're not doing it.
Yeah, I mean, I was wondering why they didn't cover that. And at first, I thought, well, it's because it doesn't fit into the white narrative. But then you listen to the guy talk, and you're like, wait a second. They don't want anybody to hear this guy talk because he knows about the law.
Exactly. Well, it's two-pronged. It's because, like you said, that I believe that it's because he was black and they were armed. And two, because he knew the law so extensively. That they don't want other people to be in power.
Well, I stand with the spirit of the Moors, or what's the name of the group again?
It's under like the Moors, Moorish Science Temple.
And I think that he called himself, his official group, I think it was called Moors Rising, I think is what he was saying.
Because a lot of them, their last name would be like L, like E-L or Bay. Like, you remember the football player, Bay, that played for Maryland, the wide receiver. Like, I think he was like probably associated with
interesting.
Them.
Well, that guy, I mean, again, everything he said in that video, I agreed with. I think that he probably could have done a less aggressive job at, you know, securing their car that was being refueled. But nonetheless, I was wondering, why didn't they cover this? And then I listened to his like 11 minutes when he was talking about the law and the right to bear arms and everything. I was like, oh, this is why they don't want people to know this happened, because if they listen to what he says, they'll realize that the Second Amendment is shall not be infringed, and he gets that. And so, yeah. All right, hey, thank you for the call, Trey. Real quick, folks, just because I'm about to run out of time and I want to take a couple more phone calls here. In Lebanon, they are having massive inflation, and Swiss banks were basically, guys, if you want to roll clip one, basically attacked over the weekend. And so this is what inflation does. A couple of the headlines. Lebanon banks to close in solidarity with Lebanese Swiss banks after staff assaulted. As Lebanon's crisis deepens, lines for fuel grow and food and medicine are scarce. Boy, Lebanon should be an ally of the United States, but our geopolitics are all backwards and effed up. And so you know what goes on in the Middle East. Sad to see that happening to the Lebanese. Meanwhile, Japanese number two defense official warns that a Pearl Harbor type attack could come from Russia and China. I've been warning people about the alliance happening between China and Russia because the West refuses to become an ally with Russia. Horrible mistake. And so now it looks like they're going to ally with China. So we blew that big league, is what we would say. I'll hold off this other social media news. By the way, over the weekend, Biden got ice cream. No, I know you know that. I think he had a couple trips to the ice cream parlor. That's the big story when Biden goes and gets ice cream, you know, just to show that he can walk and talk about how much he loves ice cream. Over the weekend, guys, just roll clip four. I should have taken the time to play this. But folks, over the weekend, CBS ran a special investigative news report admitting that COVID-19 came out of a Wuhan lab, or saying that it's plausible and has not been debunked, and also admitted that the Chinese Communist Party Liberation Army, the Chinese military, was running the lab. It's now mainstream CBS News over 4th of July weekend, of course, when not many people are watching the news, so they roll it then, admitting it came out of a lab and admitting the lab was run by the Chi-Com military. And it's just like, it doesn't even, it's barely a blip on the radar. So the real question is, why are they admitting it now? And where is Dong? Where is Dong Jingwei? Why are they admitting it all now? And where is Dong Wingjie? or Jingwei, excuse me. All right, let's go back out to the phone lines. Chris in Maryland. Chris in Maryland, go ahead. You're on the InfoWars War Room.
Good to hear from. Good to hear you.
Yep, go ahead.
It was a little flat this year at the parade they had. They had it on the 3rd, but I did get to address my congressman who I asked about the D.C. gulag and what he was going to do about the prisoners there, and he kind of looked at me and mouthed nothing. And if he could have killed, I'd have been dead right now.
Was this a Republican or a Democrat?
No, man, it's Maryland, dude. It's a freaking, they're all Democrats.
Oh, well, then he loves the political prisoners.
Oh, man, everything was flat. Like, nobody, there was no spirit in it. And all these, the congressmen and council people came walking by. And you know what it is?
It's because more Americans now realize, I think it's really the theft of the election. More Americans now realize how dire the straits are in this country and how occupied it really is. And the fact that they just stole an election in broad daylight. And, you know, I was thinking about this, too, and maybe I'll address this tomorrow after I meditate on it a little bit more. Folks, I don't know how to put this, but they knew what they were doing when they stole this election. And how do I put this? There's a reason why they made it so obvious that they stole it. There's a reason why they made it so obvious. And so maybe I'll cover that tomorrow. But Chris, thank you so much for the call. But folks, again, let me just say, there's a reason why they made this deal so obvious. It was all part of this plan. So maybe I'll get into that tomorrow. It ties into January 6th. Let's go to Sarah in California. You're on the InfoWars War Room. Go ahead.
How you doing?
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear.
Awesome. I spent the weekend kind of grossed out about what's going on in L.A. at that spa. I mean, I grew up going to a locker room with my sister, I guess, at Racquetball World, whatever. And
yeah, so people, so for people that don't know, a man claims to be a woman, uses the women's bathroom at this spa. Whips the tallywhacker out for all to see and then says, oh, I'm a woman. How dare you be offended? But I didn't really talk about that today. Did you want to talk about how your 4th of July was?
That's what was going on this 4th of July. I mean, it's pretty gross.
So that's nice. Hell yeah. You know, look, if I go into a woman's bathroom at any establishment in Austin and I take a leak, I'm going to be charged, and rightfully so. But, oh, a liberal says, hey, I'm a woman, and gets away with it. It's ridiculous. It's total clown world stuff. Sarah, thank you so much for the call. Let's go to our final call here. Junior in New York, you're on the InfoWars War Room. Go ahead.
Hey, what's happening? I was just a little concerned. I mean, like, we all know Q is garbage. I think we need to come to the realization that perhaps Donald Trump is a double agent, because we got to think about how he's on stage with Klaus Schwab at the World Economic Forum, and he was a member of Davos, and there's something about him not getting back in. He rescinded Executive Order 13770, which was basically...
Well, I'll tell you what, that wasn't the topic we had to discuss today, and you said you called in about 4th of July, but it's okay, because we should have the debate, and maybe I should just dedicate an entire broadcast to the debate about Trump before, you know, he actually announces whether he's running or not, because it's a fair debate. And folks, again, there's a reason why they stole this election so obviously. That does it for the InfoWars War Room. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.